Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. People think that I'm aware of everything that happens. We also tend to think that government and institutions and actors or our bosses are all omnipresent. That is not the case. That's why we can defeat the New World Order. And I certainly am not. I didn't know that 6 days ago there was a international incident where it was all over MSNBC, all over BBC, all over every major paper in Ireland and every paper I looked up in England. It's got to be in thousands of publications that evil We Are Change supposedly assaulted a member of the European Parliament in Ireland. Now, I just learned of this morning. Trey got a hold of him just 5 minutes before airtime. I meant to tell him to ask him, is it true? I bet it's not. The MO sounds like it's not. But we will have the supposed arch criminal culprits on. But notice it says the police didn't arrest anybody or aren't doing anything. Sounds to me like it's all made up, but we will find out coming up at the start of the third hour today. Also, George Butler, who's a talk show host on Genesis, who I've known for quite a few years, really an interesting person. He worked in the Cold War in Berlin against the communists. Amazing stories there. He also was in places like Libya, up on top of NSA listening stations. So we'll talk about the Cold War, we'll talk about spies, we'll talk about East Germany, we'll talk about the USS Liberty, we'll talk about the psychopathic nature of the ruling guild that is in control of the planet, the nature of the criminal mind, the more advanced criminal mind that tends to rotate towards law enforcement and government, with him for an hour and a half. He'll be with us from 1:30 until 3 p.m. today, the fourth hour officially. Will be heard here on the GCN radio network. Stations that are already carrying us need not sign a new affiliate relations agreement. You can simply, if you're listening to us on the Star Guide or the SEPC feed that we have, or some of you download the show each day and air it during different times of your choosing from the affiliate streams in 56K, you are welcome to air any of the hours whenever you wish. You know that if you're already affiliates. And we would thank you to carry the fourth hour. I know a lot of you are already calling about it. So fourth hour today. All right. I am focused like a laser beam, as they say today. I want to talk about briefly the nature of the New World Order and their plan, which is becoming more and more clear and which is manifesting itself in front of everyone. To the point of where there's really no debating about what's happening. The globalists themselves are quite public about what they are doing. So we will break that down in the second segment today. And then I will get into the massive stack of very, very important news I have. I'm going to cover news, a wide spectrum of news, in the first hour, then I'm going to open the phones up for a phone blitz in the second hour today. We will be taking calls in here via my phone system and the network phone system, so you can double team me. And we'll take a lot of your calls coming up in the second hour. And then, of course, we will have open phones again with George Butler, our guest. Coming up in the fourth hour, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, we will cover this. U.S. jets drop bombs on Sadr City. Bush, Harper, Calderon to defend trade deal amid backlash in U.S. to NAFTA. Burglaries have surged 21% in the victim disarmament zone of Washington, D.C., the modern slave pit prototype of the rest of our lives. Oil prices spiked to record above $117 a barrel, and futures are above $118. Dollar drops with G7 blessing shows no endgame. Bloomberg, that's right. They're going to continue to let it drop, ladies and gentlemen, and when the yuppies find out, they're going to riot in the streets. And they thought the cops were just for the minorities. They're going to find out it's for you. It was all for you. Continuing here, drivers paying record pump prices, on average $3.47 and change. And in some areas of the country, people are paying $4.75 per gallon. It's because your dollar's been devalued, but don't worry, you've still got your stock market. It's up with devalued dollars. But illusion's what you want, isn't it? Like, imagine you have a parachute and jump out of a plane and see if it saves you. Oil prices deepens pain, produces dodge the blame game, CNBC reports. Now, remember that McCain is saying that this is a delusion, that it's imaginary, that we're mentally ill, that we have to imagine the economy's good and spend more money, and then everything will be fine. Okay. Economist even more gloomy about U.S. prospects. These are headlines. Gold rebounds after and during massive institutional sell-off. Institutions are dumping gold left and right, and gold still maintains and spikes up and down, showing it's highly volatile and that they are artificially depressing. I mean, they admit they are, but just in, they're putting everything they can against the dam, trying to break it, and more leaks are springing, more cracks are forming. I'm using this as a buying opportunity. I don't know about you. New anti-terrorism rules allow U.S. to spy on British motorists. We'll tell you what's really behind that. They always swap the spying through the NSA echelon agreement. Bank of England facilitates bank debt swap. Florida luxury home market shows signs of wear. And then you read the Reuters article. It's completely is at a standstill. Bank of England outlines its bailout plan. More Americans are walking away from their homes to the point of many lenders have put a freeze on repossessing right now because they don't want a total collapse yet. They don't have the police trained for proper martial law yet. They're literally saying, stay on target, stay on target. Not yet, stay on target. They've just got to wait until we're perfectly in their sights, and then don't worry. They're going to drop it hard on all of you. You're all going to get what you want, especially you government workers and police who love what's happening. Don't worry. Your masters are going to hurt you bad. Your treason will be repaid by your masters. TransLink cops will continue to taser fare dodgers. Non-compliant passengers will be tortured until they behave properly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is mainstream news. They are saying in Canada, if you were caught without a ticket, you will be tased as punishment. I mean, it's just everything's off the charts. We're living in the Twilight Zone right now. European Parliament member assaulted outside debate on EU treaty referendum. AP, MSNBC, Belfast Telegraph, BBC. I mean, I've just got everything here. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish MEP. See, it's anti-terror, anti-gang. Oh, my gosh. Guarantee this is made up. We'll talk to the guys who were supposedly did it. But notice they won't even say the name of the group. They never will say the name of We Are Change. Remember, we have We Are Change on video with retired police who work for identifying themselves as police officers coming up and saying, we're going to say you've got bombs and send you to jail for terrorism if you don't stop protesting. And we have a bunch of other videos where they try to frame We Are Change. Stabilize your rear deflectors. Watch for enemy fighters, We Are Change. You better know they're trying to set you up because you're hurting the terrorist badly. Sheriffs back three jails for illegal immigrants, AP. Sounds good on the surface, but what's really behind it? Homeland Security funding jails for illegals. 50% of L.A. workforce are immigrants. That is just some of what's coming up. I want to talk more about Lee Iacocca coming out saying we're in a police state. Corporate criminals run the government. That's right. Lee Iacocca now, my friends, coming out. And a bunch of other news. And the mystery of the Palestinian-American citizen with no criminal record who'd been harassed, detained, searched by the FBI. He'd gone on Democracy Now! And spoken out. The evidence shows murder, bound hands, bound eyes, mouth, bound legs, in duct tape, thrown into the river, the Colorado River, where with doublespeak they call Lake Lady Bird. Rivers are now lakes. It doesn't matter with the public. You can tell them anything under the mind control we're now under. And they threw him in the Colorado River, known as Lady Bird Lake, and after the wicked LBJ wife. And see how just everything's doublethink and lies, just the names, everything. It's mass programming of fraud. Excuse me, I'm ranting. I said I was going to be calm. There's so much info. Okay, that's some of the news. Some of the news we're going to be covering today. New World Order. Gordon Brown has called for a New World Order again. Meanwhile, the public says it doesn't exist because they were told so, and rivers are lakes, and people bound. And... oh, man. By the way, speaking of the Palestinian man who admittedly shipped books, textbooks, to Palestinians living in a giant concentration camp. People are emailing me saying, investigate, investigate. Hey, I called all four of the numbers with his last name. There's no listing for his first name. R-I-A-D-H-A-M-A-D, Raed Hamad. And I know we got a lot of listeners in Austin. I know we got a lot of Muslim listeners in Austin. I know because I went to high school and college with a bunch of Muslims and was lifted weights and, you know, went skiing with them and stuff. Pretty mainstream people. I know they all still live here in town because they own a bunch of businesses. I know a lot of them are Palestinian and Iraq Shiites. You go find out and you call me and tell me how to get all of their family. Okay, I don't have a big staff. I spent time yesterday on this. I spent time this morning. I can't find out where this widow lives, or I'd go over there. I mean, what about you, the listeners, doing something occasionally? Alex, do it. We demand you investigate. We wrote an article within an hour of finding out about it Friday. Kurt Nemo had one up, linking to mainstream news where the Israelis said they were going to start killing U.S. citizens that aid, even peacefully, the Palestinians. And there have been a bunch of suspicious murders and deaths, but now people get shot four or five times and the police call it suicide. You get shot in the back of the head, they call it suicide. You're dismembered and tortured with electrical burns all over you. It's called torture. I mean, it's called suicide. I mean, it's just they may start lining people up and having video firing squads shooting you and then say it's torture. I'm having Freudian slips here. The guy was tortured to death, the info we're getting, but I'm not ready to totally confirm the source I've got. I got too much information in my brain these days, ladies and gentlemen. It's just too much. We've gotten to the point where they'll probably start having firing squads and then calling it suicide and showing people being shot by 20-man firing squads and calling it that. They'll probably start dropping us in giant blenders. You know, at sports stadiums and going, look, he'll now commit suicide for his crimes. And the public will say, okay, we've entered a new vortex of behavioral psychologists now just engaging in propaganda that's just unbelievable. Designed to be base, designed to be mindless, designed to be completely and totally out of control. I'll tell you what. Let me go ahead and just try to reach out to the neocons, the people that hate us, the mainline fake liberals that hate us, all of you that are still part of the controlled paradigm. And let me try to break something down for you. The New World Order wants to abolish national sovereignty, not to create some utopian world government. But on paper, they say, if they tried to build a utopian world government, it'd be taken over overnight by tyrants. Any big lever like that, they would all struggle and fight and assassinate each other and engage in all forms of espionage and skullduggery and chicanery until they had control of those levers. But they're not building it from the start to be humanitarian. It was forged and built as an instrument of tyranny and abuse. And as they abolish the national sovereignty and the Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights and all due process in the Western world, they are replacing it with classical despotism, classical authoritarian tyranny. Their creed is dishonor and fraud and scams and lies and dishonesty. And they're transferring all power to unelected IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization, Exim Bank, OECD, Club of Rome, Bilderberg, regional European councils, North American councils. They're already merging their councils between North America and Europe right now. It is classical tyranny integrated, meshed, woven in a cybernetic matrix with high tech. Run by the most controlled, genius-level psychopaths. Sadistic, genius psychopaths. Burning with black power. Fouts of demonic power. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
There must be some kind of way out of here. To the joker, to the thief. There's too much confusion. Now, I'm not confused. I know exactly what they're doing. And I can't believe the size of it, the scope of it.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. Hey.
I see the riders approaching. I see traders within the gates lowering the bridge. As the children sleep by candlelight. in the village within the walls. The horsemen have blades. They come for blood.
No reason to get excited. The thing they kind of spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late.
So let us stop talking falsely now. The time is getting late. Death is at your doorstep. The death of freedom. The death of your finances. And yes, your physical death. Face it. Commit to the fight against the New World Order. Against the darkness. Or succumb to its siren song. All along the watchtower.
All along the watchtower, princess kept the view. While all the women came in.
The foot servants, too.
The foot servants, too. Outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl. Hey!
That says it all, ladies and gentlemen. Our government is not our government. It is owned and run publicly by foreign corporations that are setting up their own world government to carry out the forced extraction of your property, your land, your money, your intellectual property, your mind, your forced drugging, your forced sterilization, one-child policies, controlled bioweapons, releases upon our population. It's already been going on for more than 100 years. In their bioweapon program and chemical weapon program against us, but now they're building a global prison so they can exterminate us and carry out their operations in an orderly, compartmentalized fashion, where 98% of those even inside the grid and operating it will have not even the faintest idea what they're part of and what they are working through. And I want people out there that serve this system to understand something. You think you're part of the system. You think you're part of the winning team. You think this Iraq war is about America kicking the butt of some brown people. A lot of good old boys go, yeah, it's about oil. Yeah, it's about weapons. Yeah, it's about our buddies in Israel. That's why we're on top, because we do this. We had 15% growth rates a year before we became an empire in 1898, before we began behaving like that. We were much more wealthy and much more powerful on average individually. But the harnessing of this great nation and a great people began in earnest in 1898. By 1913, they had control of our banking system. By 1933, they had begun the domestication process and the militarization, setting up the federal police. You know them as the state police under federal charter. Go read your state police charter, state police. And now we come just deeper under their sway, their control. We are now in the final phase. As we enter the slaughterhouse, will we buck and break down the gate? Or will we let them get us in the squeeze chute?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Let me try to simplify it, not for our main audience, but for those that are tuning in for the first time today. History is replete with emperors, kings, corrupt classes, different groups of merchants getting together, overthrowing governments, overthrowing one elite to install another elite, or overthrowing free populations to usurp their land, their property, their children, to press their children into slavery, to press them into work gangs on board ships or off ships. And all the liberty and freedom you have is through rebellion, is through resistance. And common sense throughout the world has been, don't trust the government, don't trust the state, keep the government as small as you can. The Western world has been built upon that. The Renaissance was built on that. And now we're told that that's terrorism, that that's extremism, that that's bad. And they mix the word extremism that they can put on any group they wish, or radicalism, in, mix it in with a word like terrorism, and then police are brainwashed and say, now go arrest those radicals who aren't terrorists. And all over the country, we catch the police and all over the world staging riots with their own officers dressed up like anarchists. We exposed the anarchist group working for the feds last week. They've gotten real upset and are screaming and yelling and telling lies about us right now, but that's okay. Well, I know we're blowing your operation, and that's very upsetting to you. We're going to go on blowing your operations to defend this republic. You want to? I mean, how do police stage riots and stage events and assault other cops so you can rubber bullet peaceful crowds to A, make protesters look bad on national, international media, and B, further restrict the First Amendment. It's the height of treason against the Republic. And any of you that take part on this should be very ashamed of yourselves. And don't tell me I'm making this up. It's all over British, Dutch, Italian, Canadian, U.S. news, mainstream. You've been caught all over the place. Headlines, police caught staging riot, police caught attacking their own officers, police caught provocateuring. It's over. We've exposed you. You're caught. Engaging in false flag terror. And that's what it is. Terrorizing our First Amendment. Knocking other cops upside the head with bottles. In some cases, like Seattle, now 9 years ago, they would throw bottles, knock cops' teeth out, attack them. The cops would then be ordered to stand down. That's why some cops went on the news and exposed it all later. Just so they could attack the 60,000 peaceful people. For a day, the cops had to sit there while they were attacked by other cops. That's now come out. That's now admitted. Now come out. I made a film 9 years ago, Police State 2, The Takeover, with the police interviewed admitting it and the newscast admitting it and the newspaper articles admitting it. But I'm so sick of being at events and watching. It's always some giant cop. You know, I mean, a real anarchist weighs about 150 pounds. You know, you're not 6'4" with arms the size of tree trunks dressed up like anarchists shoving other cops. And you're not even good actors. So you can then fire rubber bullets at me? Criminals! You are criminals! And let me tell you, the Austin police, the evidence is pointing towards, and we've got inside sources who are too scared to go public, one of them at a TV station, who heard the feeds, that guy looked like he'd been tortured and had marks all over him. He was bound, hands and legs and face, eyes covered, thrown in the river, political activist here in Austin, and you come out and say, oh, it's quite clear a day after he committed suicide. This is, you know, it is scary to know that we're in this much trouble. I can't believe the country has turned into this. And what are the cops saying? They're saying he pulled a false flag. They're saying, oh, it takes one to know one, huh? They're saying he staged his own murder to make the FBI look bad. And you know what? There's actually a chance he might have done that. Maybe one chance out of 100, but there you are introducing your favorite trick to us, aren't you? Claiming now that we pull your tricks. I swear on the souls of my children. No, you're not supposed to do that, but the point is, I will never commit suicide. I will never, quote, stage my own death to blame it on the police. Don't you dare try it. You know, growing up in Rockwall, Texas, I had the police pull me over, take me to jail for no reason, claiming disorderly conduct. And in the police car, the guy looks back. It was the second time I was warned. Then my dad got a local warning from the local lawyer because I was exposing that they were the drug dealers. And he said, listen, we're going to hang you in your cell tonight. And I was so crazy, I started laughing, going, go ahead, everybody's going to know the truth. And he just turned around and said, listen, you little bastard, we're serious. Shut the F up. Keep your little freaking mouth shut and get the hell out of this town or you're dead. And a month before, I'd been slammed on the desk at school and told that by the school police officer. Don't tell me this government isn't corrupt. Don't you tell me for a minute. They deal the drugs, they run the whores, and that ain't enough for them now. They got to stage terror attacks on us and play the hero. I'm mad at you that you make me fight you. I know you're dangerous. I'm mad at you that you're so evil. And you're screwing this country up, and you're abusing people. And I'm mad at good police and good FBI and good government people that don't do anything about it while you people breed like cockroaches. Corruption is just exponentially growing. You guys, it's like a 100-pound dog with a 200-pound tick, and the dog's in a coma, and you're sucking out the last bit of blood. Don't you even care about your host living? Don't you understand what you're doing economically is going to ruin this country irrevocably? I said I wasn't going to rant today. I just start thinking about what they're doing. You are foiling and spoiling and fouling your own nest. And, you know, I never realized how close I came to being killed when I was a teenager, because they killed quite a few people in that jail in Rockwall. You know, you're young, you think you're bulletproof. I was just mad that they did drug sweeps at the school and arrested my friends for marijuana when they were the drug dealers. One group of cops would sell you the drugs and the other group would bust you. So that's my wake-up call. That's how I woke up to what you are and what you do. And it makes me sick. Now, let me explain this to all the good old boys out there that think you're part of the winning team and the club and you inside joke about, yeah, it's about oil and weapons and Israel and domestic police state, but we're going to be running things here domestically. And I've talked to sheriff deputies and others. They've all been told this. The globalists are using our name and using up our checkbook and using up our credit to build their world government. And then they're going to leave us as a third world husk. This isn't like William McKinley, or this isn't like the other president that we had that took a bunch of land from Mexico. This isn't where they were corrupt good old boys, but they actually wanted to build the country. This is hardcore. I've given the analogy in Matrix of Evil of species of flies, and there's species of ants and a few others, spiders, worms. There's a bunch of species that lay eggs on the belly of large beetles. And then the larvae burrow in between the carapace exoskeleton separations and then eat the innards of the beetle, starting in their guts. Ridley Scott in the movie Alien, he didn't invent any of that. That's just an idea from the insect kingdom. And the beetle basically goes crazy and wild, and it's very painful as the larvae grow and eat their guts and then eat the rest of them and crawl out. That's what's happening to us, okay? And I have to watch the larvae on TV smiling at us and telling us how good they are and lying to us. And being so arrogant and so full of hubris, it's very angering to me to look at the larvae in their fancy $5,000 suits and their $200 ties, and to see the larvae on local news. And I've just had enough of you. And when you look at how there are thousands and thousands and thousands of times debt created in our name that the globalists use to buy up the world's infrastructure, and to see how they're building the martial law grid and saying they're going to have 80%+ tax rates just to begin with, total control. The Supreme Court has ruled that private interests can take your private property and that they're allowed to pay local officials to do it. The Supreme Court codified bribery. Codified public payoffs to take your private land and then to not even give you just compensation, to not even pay you. Did you know that? You're given one offer, usually about 10% of what it's worth. If you say no, then you have to pay court costs, and then you end up owing them money when they take your property. A guy called into the Sunday show and he said, yeah, here in our town, a foreign European company just bought our water district and suddenly 89% increase. And I said, sir, that's just this year. They're going to cut your trash to one day a week, triple the price, and if you don't like it, try putting trash in your yard. They'll come SWAT team you. Everything's being bought. Everything's being handed over. That's why they're driving down the dollar by design. But then you're going to have to pay taxes for the inflated dollar, and they're going to devalue your checking account. They've already done it. This, every way you calculate it, this is the end of the country. And I know I keep saying it's like a beacon that just flashes the same message. Because I want all of you that work for the system to know what you've been a part of as it unfolds. Maybe then you won't go along with taking people to FEMA camps and starving people in bread lines and how Hollywood's going to glorify the black ski mask Nazi uniformed stormtroopers. And what I see them doing is totally collapsing the economy to reorganize society. They could also mix a nuke in with that after they attack Iran. To be this year, next year, there could be an attack. Barack Obama could then get tough. Oh, he's a liberal black guy. It's okay for him to nuke Muslims. I mean, I can see this set up. Hillary, it could be McCain. Any angle you cut it, we're in trouble. Then we're hit by terrorists. Oh, my gosh, we've got to have conscription. 10-million-man army raised overnight. 6 months later, we're in 60-plus countries. Third Reich, Fourth Reich, it's all happening. Don't you see the psychology? Bankers own the U.S. They stage attacks to get us to go attack their enemies. Don't you understand how that works? Don't you understand? Can't you compute that, good old boys out there? What is it you don't get that Jesse Ventura and Lee Iacocca and Ron Paul and Bob Woodward of the Washington Post and Naomi Wolf and thousands of other prominent people see what's happening? Professors and scientists and historians and psychologists and Keith Olbermann and everybody else can see it for clearly what it is. But Keith Olbermann just thinks it's George Bush. You watch. When George Bush leaves office, if he does, he certainly got the gun loaded, cocked, and to the head. But remember, he's just a functionary. They pass the baton. He may engage it. Somebody else may engage it. This is world-ending type stuff. Your personal world, my personal world. And my sense of urgency has never been this strong. It has never been this intense. It has never been this focused. They tell you it's patriotic to get rid of all the protections you have. While the courts rule you have no property rights, while the courts rule the police without drugs even being found, without money, anything, just they take whatever they want. I mean, I've got Supreme Court and state and federal court rulings where they take old ladies $5,000 out of their mattress. All over the country, cops respond to an 85-year-old woman, man, old railway worker. They come into the house because the guy's broke his hip. They go in the closet. They get a shoebox full of cash. They just take it, and they say, you shouldn't have this. I read this in the paper. I mean, we're in trouble. A lot of your police now are felons, illegal aliens that were legalized. Large portions of the military are. The government has basically stopped audits of big companies. They don't even have to pay taxes, basically, now. Lee Iacocca is talking about that. I mean, he says corporate criminals have taken over the government. That's a quote. I mean, it's full-bore looting everything with brainwashed cops on power trips who've been told by their higher-ups, go wild, do whatever you want. We are in a red-level emergency. And even if they just decide to continue to implode the economy, which they're doing incrementally, but faster and faster, they are ramping up the police, ramping up the prisons, ramping up the surveillance. But if I've analyzed their whole attack pattern, and it's not just economy, it's got terror and war involved in it. Just like Benjamin Netanyahu said last week that 9/11 helped Israel. The neocons have said 9/11 helped the government. The neocons wrote all these memos, public documents saying we need to be hit by terrorists and hit hard. And boy, another 9/11 would be great. They think you're so dumb, they kill people and throw them in the Austin River, bound and gagged, and then say it's a suicide. They think you're so dumb, they write syndicated columns saying a new 9/11 would be wonderful. And then you don't understand they're behind it. Gary Hart, who has... writes a letter to Ahmed Dinajji last year saying the U.S. government stages terror attacks. You better do as we say. I mean, he wrote a letter, but he didn't say it like, oh, I'm tattling on us. For the U.S. news, he says, give up all your rights. We're about to be nuked. Once we're hit, martial law will be here for your own good. But foreign, he just goes, hey, do what we say. We stage terror. They think so little of you that they have basically said they're the terrorist. But they know you're so afraid of them that you mentally won't admit it to yourself as they admit it. I'm going to cover financial news, war news, and take your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com. /safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all.
Think about how cold-blooded it is.
The places where you used to
a corporate elite.
It was an inside job.
Who've been studying psychology and human behavior for 100 years. At a scientific level, they instinctively did it and had handbooks thousands of years ago on how to dumb people down and control them. But dumbing you down incrementally, over 100 years ago, I've got copies of it, the American Banking Association saying we've got to finance schools and dumb people down and make sure they don't know how to read. We've got to change the educational system. These people are too smart. So the feds, you know, later form the Department of Education to make sure that happens. And you try to tell the public that, they'll never go look it up, even if you give them the documents. And then to know that for the last 25 years, they've been training the military secretly with police, building FEMA camps. They had them before, but really accelerating in the last quarter century. To know that they have been doing everything they can in banking and credit cards and credit to get governments, federal, state, local, in as much debt as possible, to get the citizens in as much debt, to have the universities and high schools teach them to get credit cards and teach you to get in debt. That's come out now, mainstream news, about how they have programs written by the credit card companies to get the young people in debt. All about bankrupting the country so they can cold-bloodedly come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar like they did hundreds of third world countries over and over and over again. Third world countries are third world predominantly because they have ruling tiny cliques that run them who every 30 years or so devalue the currency as a way, they say, to destroy the middle class, which might compete with them. They love being up in big armored palaces in the hills over the third world cities. Mexico with more billionaires than any other country per capita. India, China, the United States, Europe, it's all happening. It's warfare. And to see them, no one has ever spent this many decades. No one has ever spent this much time making sure they were going to win, making sure it was going to work, making sure it was all in place. The U.S. has been the target the whole time. Not Iraq, not Afghanistan, not Gaddafi, not Libya, not Sudan, not Somalia. We've been the target, just like South Africa was the target, just like Serbia was the target, any sovereign industrial nation. But we have been the big prize. And as they took over each institution, they cranked it up, they ramped it up, they leveraged its debt, they grabbed every commodity and every real asset. I know I just keep harping on it. It's just so evil. The plan is so massive. And I've analyzed, and we've had hundreds of top experts on to analyze the finances. We've got more former government analysts coming on this week to break it down. I mean, this is total bankruptcy. And by the way, you think just because you're not in debt or you don't have stocks and bonds, you're going to be okay? Crime rate is exploding everywhere already, and we haven't even gone down yet. We've started the curve downward. We're right there on the hump where it starts to go down, and it just goes down and down and down and down and down, and it don't come back up. It doesn't come back, baby. Unless we put the brakes on it right now, demonize the government, demonize the bankers that own them, expose the IMF World Bank documents, how they plan to do this here and other places. If we don't realize massively right now who the enemy is and have a huge awakening that spreads like wildfire right now, they're going to win. You can't do it once they fully got us down on the ground. You understand? This lion wants to get us in its jaws, get our neck in its jaws.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are opening the phones up this hour. I want to move quickly through your calls. So I'm going to give each person about a minute and a half. How many times have I said that? Well, I've been getting better and better at it. 1-800-259-9231. My studio number, if you've got unlimited long distance, is 512-646-5400. 512-646-5400. I said I was going to get to all this news first before I went to calls, but I'm behind as usual. That's why we've added a fourth hour officially on the network today, on the Star Guide feed, on the Genesis Internet feed, on the SCPC satellite feed, and on WWCR today. In that fourth hour, you will be able to pick up the show, and we're very thankful to all the affiliates out there. I am going to go to your calls in the next segment, and then I'm going to cover this news. We do have two important guests coming on as well in the third and fourth hour. U.S. jets drop bombs on Sadr City. Bush Harper called Iran to defend trade talk amid backlash in U.S. I mean, this is just some of the news I've got here. Burglaries have surged 21% in D.C. I don't need police statistics to tell me they've gone up. Crime's gone up in Austin last year. We don't have this year's numbers yet. I happen to run into crime statistics on a daily basis, and it's up everywhere, every form of crime, by the way. And you ain't seen nothing yet, but I don't need to have the police tell me it's up. I know it's up. People's houses, their cars are getting robbed. And that's another little fun side effect of the economy going down. And that is why the establishment, knowing they were going to do this, has said, I don't know, what's 300 cops to 2 million cops? Well, how many increase is that? Is that like an eightfold? Oh, I'm going off the top of my head. What's 300,000 to 2 million? Is that an eightfold increase? I'm just off the top of my head. I have to do it on a piece of paper. Let's see if off the top of my head I'm right. Because, you know, they got to protect all their banks and stuff while they take all our houses and suck everything dry from the rabble. Of course, they won't show up at your house when you get robbed, like when mine's been robbed or when your car's stolen, but they will if you're an elitist or the mayor. Or it's a what? 64? Sixfold increase? Okay, see my math. I just topped my head. 300,000 to 2 million sounded like an 8 increase. Six. Is it a 6 point something? 6 point what? 6.6. Okay. Six times plus the number of police. And they say they're only going to get more. And then auxiliary tattletale citizens everywhere. I mean, I rest my case in Road to Tyranny with local Austin infomercials. It's on local Austin television. Going, turn your parents in. Here's the $200 to do it. You have your own police tattletale card with phone number. Get money. Tattle on your neighbors. Tattle on other kids. I mean, I just rest my case. It's just I'm living in total la-la land. But let me just cover this first, and we're going to come back and go right to your calls. U.S. jets dropped bombs on Sadr City. U.S. warplanes have dropped bombs on East Baghdad district of Sadr City, where hundreds of civilians have already been killed in airstrikes. Residents said low-flying jets dropped bombs in Sector 2224 of Sadr City around midnight, 21 GMT Sunday. I was listening to Fox News yesterday during my Sunday show. The local station the show originates out of carries it. And it said, Condoleezza Rice teased and made fun of Sadr, who says he will release all-out war if the Iraq forces don't stop trying to kill him and killing his militia. And then other newscasts later were like, he's threatening all-out war for no reason. They've broken truces with him three times by trying to sneak attack him. I mean, it's just, it's total treachery. The bad guys make truces and then try to kill you, but that's not enough. Then when they're treacherous, they then say he's the bad guy for defending himself. And then they say he's Al-Qaeda, which is Wahhabi, the opposite group.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
What would you do with $3 trillion? The $3 trillion shopping spree is your chance to find out. Want to reign over your own island nation? Go right ahead. Or maybe fund research that will cure a deadly disease. It's up to you. You can even wage an endless war that will cripple America's economy. With the $3 trillion shopping spree, anything's possible. Bill in Los Angeles bought 100,000 luxury yachts, 20,000 sprawling estates, and 650,000 private islands. Mary in Michigan gave health care to all Americans and still had $2.8 trillion left over. George B. in Washington started an illegal war that resulted in 151,000 dead Iraqi civilians. Gary in Indiana bought 1.5 billion pounds of beluga caviar. Debbie in New York bought 500 schools in her home state and still had $2,987 billion left for school supplies. Donald R. in Arlington, Virginia destabilized an entire region and displaced 4 million innocent people. What will you do with $3 trillion? Go to www.3trillion.org and spend, spend, spend.
Yeah, that's Robert Greenwald's new film coming out. We'll definitely carry that here. Yeah, $3 trillion so far, and that's not counting all the medical care and expense later. And most of that, of course, went right into private corporations' pockets, who have moved their operations to Dubai, Ecuador, Israel. Yeah, the entire neocon good old boy, the major oil companies, they're just all leaving the country because, in the words of one person I know that's worth $6 billion, the country, quote, won't be here anymore, but, quote, I'm not going to tell you why. For the last 3 years, and this is from the grapevine and people I know and folks in Hollywood that are high up, producer level, not the actors. Well, some actors have fled to Costa Rica, as you know, because they can see the writing on the wall. To give an analogy, the elite are hanging off helicopter skids like it was Saigon falling in 75. Or was it 74? I mean, it's they're just running with fear, escaping the country. Boy, very nice elite that they are scrambling with their families out of the country. I don't just mean they've got private islands with armed guards. Oh, they got those. I mean, they're not staying here anymore. That's how loving the government is. That's how friendly they are. You think the Arabs getting the ports, you think the total handover of the infrastructure is bad? No. This is economic warhead with a asymmetrical martial law police state overlay. Order out of KO. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. I just want to warn people. We're going to go to John, Robert, KC, Peggy, Scott, Gordon, Dr. Bob, Louise, and others. Let's first take some calls from my in-studio system. Gordon in Austin, Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller. Been listening for about 3 years now. Moved out here from the Bay Area, Oakland, about 3 years ago. And what's that?
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. And, stumbled upon your shit. Honestly, I thought you were more amusing than anything at first. I'd never heard anything like it. But you've won me over on a lot of issues. I'm definitely trying to sell people on the idea that 9/11 was an inside job and converting my IRAs over to gold, get silver coins, all that. But anyway, what I wanted to share was three different instances of people I know who have suffered under this kind of new tyranny that's going on. One was a coworker of my wife's who is a employee at the UT Law School who was strip searched at the Portland airport for no reason. Another is a student I have. I think she's 13. I teach guitar, and she was taken to the principal's office because she had a metronome in her locker that was ticking, and they started asking her about the bomb. Her and her friend shut down the school, asking these girls about the bomb in their locker because her metronome was going off. And
By the way, that's part of the mass schizophrenia of drills and martial law drills with thousands of federalized police just randomly stopping everyone and freaking out. It's all part of a mass mental illness of just, I mean, that's what it is. Again, this is psychological warfare. Go ahead. Tell me about the third terrorist.
The third is a friend of mine who lives in Kyle, and he's had two separate visits now from CPS. He's a stay-at-home dad. And the latest one, Sam, just from one of his three-year-old girls was in front of his house playing in the grass on the sidewalk there, and a cop decided that he was being negligent and turned him into CPS, who then, without notifying him, interviewed his daughter, his older daughter, at school later on, asking her questions about...
the whole country's gone. It's and they're hiring more and more bureaucrats, more and more cops, one-tenth of college graduates now to serve the Homeland Security grid, which is child snatching your parents and euthanizing them. Folks, I'm not kidding. It is a hell grid of control, and it hasn't even begun yet. Wait till they implode the economy. They are just going to turn them loose to shoot whoever they want, kill whoever they want. I'm not joking, folks. It is going to be hell released.
Right.
Anything else?
I just want to share those stories. I mean, I'm just a normal middle-class guy with normal non-criminal friends, the one that really blew me away was this woman that got strip searched, mother of two just doing a business trip, and she ends up getting strip searched by TSA.
I hear you, and I appreciate
that
your call.
That level of violation is unbelievable. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. And I'd love to have that caller on longer. We got to move quick here. I want to be clear with everybody. They know that the TSA stuff, quote, seems crazy, stupid. It isn't. It's meant to train you, Homeland Security said this, to accept checkpoints on the roads, the malls, the schools. It's all about acclimating you. What do you think 2 million cops and tens of millions of social workers and bureaucrats are going to do? They're going to eat your lunch. What does the Declaration of Independence say? He has erected a multitude of offices and sent officers out to eat out our substance. They're going to eat out your substance. They're going to roll you. They're going to take what you got. This is how it always happens. Do you understand? And if you ever raise a fist, they're going to attack you. Or, if like last week with the former, top running back, pulled over in Georgia for, quote, speeding. He gets out. He says everything's fine. The officer's screaming at him. He crosses his arm. The officer says, "Don't make fist at me, boy." Then the guy starts begging with his hands politely. He puts his hands together and says, "Sir, everything's okay." The cop pushes him and then tasers him. And then the news says he was bad. The guy that was assaulted was bad. Do you understand? This is all psychological warfare. Not letting you bring water out through, making you take your shoes off, strip searching women and World War II vets. And I've seen it. It's about training you to be a slave. Now, does the idiot cop know that? No. Does the fool at TSA know that? No. It's behavioral psychology. Let's take a phone call off my phone, not my phone system, but the network phone system. Robert in Indiana, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? It's a pleasure to talk to you. A buddy of mine serving in Iraq introduced me to you. I've been listening for about 6 years, and man, you got me going. But, I'm still kind of young, and I've been going to a lot of concerts and stuff, having a good time. And, man, I'm just seeing it all over in that stuff because, Al Gore's got his Live 8 and everything. And I've been telling my buddies now, global problems will lead to the global government, global solutions. And they're using this global warming, and now they got this festival coming up, and I wish you had more time to cover this kind of stuff.
Yeah, they got NFL, real quick. Go ahead.
Go to RothberryFestival.com. It's being started by this think tank group that's headed off by Steven Schneider and Evan Goodstein, part of the IPCC. They're buddies of Gary Hart. We got Grateful Dead.
And again, for those that don't know, that's the United Nations, the
IPCC. Grateful Dead had a reunion concert to fundraise Obama. It was called Barack from the Dead. It's a big joke and everything. Everyone's all high on drugs, having a good old time. And what's Obama trying to do? He's trying to push that global tax on us for the carbon tax. And, man, it's just...
And so is Bush, and so is Hillary.
Before. There's this other festival, Bonnaroo. Man, they got a pyramid in the middle of the concert field made out of recycling bottles with the peak stone missing, and it says, save the world, recycle, all over, Tool's been there, Satanic Group, Metallica's going to play there this year, Pearl Jam's going to play there this year, Grateful Dead's been there before.
Everybody goes.
Led Zeppelin, horrible. They are totally feeding us with drugs, making us all loopy, and then we go to these damn festivals, and everyone is just like, oh, we're saving the world. And these hippies, they drive their cars and spend all the money on the food, the gas, the garbage, and then they got to clean it up, and they think that they're saving the world, and they're just feeding the system.
I hear you.
And then they got to go back home.
I'm glad you're mad. You should be. Thanks for the call. Yes, I don't want to say everybody that goes to Bonnaroo is evil. They mean well, but yes, that's in Tennessee, isn't it? They go to that. Look, Al Gore says he wants to recruit 10 million people. They know how to make it fun. It's the youth. So they recruit them at parties, at concerts, at all of these events. They make it fun, cool, go green. If you went green, you'd ban these cross-species GMO crops. If you went green, you would stop the legalization of dumping toxic waste in the ocean. You see, it's a cover for all the real environmental destruction that's happening. And so they're recruiting an army of literal cult members, kind of like Mao's Cultural Revolution, to go out and carry all of this out, and most of them mean well. So you're absolutely right. By the way, a huge global warming conference in Canada got shut down by a huge blizzard, the worst on record, coldest winter in modern history. Absolute bull. Got some news on that. More of your calls. Stay there. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
All right, let's blast into your calls. Let's take another network call. KC in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's KC.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I just ordered the blowout special on the InfoWars store, and I got the VHS tapes. And I just had a great idea that I don't have a DVD burner in my computer, but I've got a DVD flash VHS burner, and I'm going to go ahead and start burning the copy over the VHS to DVDs.
Good.
And start handing it out to people that way, because I think, you know, get the word out to as many people as I can. I mean, I've been watching a few of them, Road to Tyranny, Terror Storm, and, you know, I just came on to you a few months ago after listening to Coast to Coast one night, and, you know, I've just, my eyes have been open, and now they're open even more. I mean, I watched Endgame a couple months ago, and now I'm watching these, and it's just like, wow. But I wanted to tell you something. I got pulled over last week here in Oklahoma, and I haven't been pulled over in probably 3 years. And I got pulled over by a cop car. They were working tag team. There was an unmarked car, and I saw it. And then another cop car that actually pulled me over at a stop sign, and they said I rolled through the stop sign, which I didn't do. And they ended up giving me a warning. But I thought, you know, isn't that kind of odd?
No. And they're still moral. They're immoral. They violated the Fourth Amendment. But they're moral in that they didn't give you a ticket because you weren't really speeding. That was a search, sir. They're
right.
Telling them to randomly pull people over that, quote, don't break the traffic laws under the guise, they say, because it's anti-terror. This is in the memos,
yeah.
but so they can go after regular citizens. It is martial law training.
Yeah, it's just awful. I'm so
that way in the future they can run your tags if you're on the red list for pickup to go to an extermination facility. They'll never even know they're sending you to be killed.
Right.
And those are run mainly by foreigners. And I'm not joking around, listeners. This isn't a joke. I don't say this for effect. Or if you're going to be sent to a forced labor facility.
You know, yeah, it's interesting, Alex, because I'm not originally from Oklahoma, but I've been here for a while, and it seems like of all the places I've lived at. You know, people joke about Oklahoma and say, ha-ha, Okies, and things are backwards here. But, you know, interestingly enough, it's fairly, you know, we're still kind of secluded from the police state here to some extent. I mean, there's not traffic cameras really in the cities yet. There's a couple here and there. The license plates aren't the kind that they can, you know, automatically, you know, read some easily. I mean, they have the cameras that do it still, of course. But
well, here's the problem. There are too many police now and not enough crime. They're not allowed to go after illegals, and so they go after us, the fat, dumb cattle. Now, that's what they're told. They just think they're getting revenue off the fat cattle. But this is really martial law training. Good to hear from you, sir. Keep up the great work. God bless you. Let's take a call off my board. Let's talk to Dr. Bob in California. You're on the air, Bob.
Alex, great talking to you. You're the hero of the nation, and I want to thank you for your work. I want to give you a heads up. Next Monday, April 28th, the American Driver truck strike on Washington, D.C. Over 5,000 trucks are going to move in there, combined with the 9/11 Truth movement. And then on to New York City May 1st. But I think this is our last chance to do something and stop D.C. and get some real press.
Well, you notice diesel now is up above $4 a gallon. A lot of people say, I don't care if them truckers pay that. Hey, idiots, that cost gets passed on to you. See, a lot of Americans now who aren't good people, most of us still are decent, think it's only about them, and so they laugh at everybody else's misfortune. You pay in higher prices when the truckers are having to do that, and they're talking about $5 diesel. They're talking about $5 normal gas. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, 70% of all commerce is moved by trucks. And
I thought it was 80. I thought it was 80.
Yeah, you know, whatever. You and I know that diesel is a byproduct from gasoline. It should be one-fifth the price of a gallon of gasoline.
No, in fact, news articles and lawsuits have been filed. It's definitely part of a staged event.
Well, these criminals, I mean, this is our last chance to try and get our country back and combine with the Truth movement. But, you know, Monday, April 28th, this is one chance to finally, you know, stop, D.C. in its tracks and get some real media attention. And also, a lot of the European media is coming over for this also. It's insane what's going on, as you know. I mean, the stupidity is just mind-boggling. I'm a pilot of mixed Air Force. I was a mechanical prototype design engineer, as a welder fabricator for many years. Nothing they said on that day was possible except in cartoon. It's so absurdly insulting, it's ridiculous.
But the public can't find the U.S. on a map, so if the feds blow up some buildings and tell the people it was jet fuel, they're going to believe it. Hey, folks, jet fuel doesn't make buildings disintegrate and spray over several miles. Only high-powered explosives. Thank you, sir. More calls straight ahead. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenk with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenk with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
So many of you have sold out your soul, your name, everything you are for pieces of silver. Your soul, your life,
I wear this crown,
it's about standing up against evil. It's about loving.
upon my liar's chair.
It's about having courage.
Full of
it's not about wearing a black uniform and bossing your pathetic, haggard, overworked American citizens on their way home with kids that are in trouble and bills that are piling up to be pulled over by you randomly because you're, quote, searching for terrorists. Just absolutely criminal. All right, here's the deal. I got a lot I want to get to, a lot of news, but I also love your calls and the different directions you take us in. Two different films that we're carrying. So we're going to your calls in a second, but we're going to be fast about it. We're going pretty quick today. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. We have met the enemy, and it's our own government. I'm glad that a lot of these are going out our door because it's a film I consulted on. It's a film I'm in. And it really will wake up people that still believe in the phony drug war. And this is an info war. The propagandists that ship the drugs in have still got some of the public, only about 30% for it. That's right. More than 70% are against it. But notice it doesn't stop because we're not a free country. We're a country where the criminals run things and want their product to be illegal so they get higher prices and can imprison your kids. But we're going to wake up the other 20% or so that aren't cops and government people. It's going to end up being 5, 6, 7% they're for it, and then it's just going to fall apart. Kind of like in Colorado at one university yesterday, 10,000 people came outside and fired up marijuana. By the way, I don't think it's cool or funny or neat, and I don't like marijuana. It literally makes me paranoid mess, but my point is it doesn't most people, so more power to you. You want to smoke it. It's a lot better than alcohol for your body and your mind. I'm not saying it's good, by the way. I don't worship it like some of you do, but right there, that's the defiance. And it's basically being decriminalized on a city-by-city basis. 20-something states have tried to decriminalize, and the feds have said no. So I'm already ranting about the drug war now. I want to go to your calls. The point is that we are going to take your market away, drug dealers. Then the government will just come out with super hardcore synthetic drugs that magically come out of factories that they own and control, and then they'll bust you for having them, but never bust their factories. But it doesn't matter. The people understand who's behind it. And understand it's a false paradigm. American Drug War, The Last White Hope, Infowars.com, or call 888-253-3139 to order. Also, William Lewis's new film, which is, again, I think it's the new America Freedom to Fascism. It is so good. It exposes the whole New World Order system, the police state. Very well done. This is such an important film. Washington, you're fired. Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. American Drug War in Washington, you're fired. Can also get discounts on those films when you get them with my videos, like Endgame and Terror Storm. Okay, that said, I've been giving each caller about 3 minutes. I got to give you each a minute now because if I don't do that, I won't get to the next person. Let's talk to Luis in Mass. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Luis, and I'm just getting disgusted with all the news, and I'm so depressed, but I want to do something. And I was thinking, what if we got a network of people, state to state, town to town, and just went to our local offices or to the city's main, wherever they do their government, and just tell them, we don't want to have any more federalized money for our cops. We don't want any more federalized money for state troopers. And if the law enforcement won't, you know, follow this, maybe we can fire them and just volunteer as citizens and do our own policing.
Well, here's the problem. Now, the average cop doesn't know this. They won't hire one over 100 IQ now, and that's mainstream news. If you don't believe me, listeners, can Google it, who have thinking skills. Now, I'm not saying they're all dumb. Some act dumb and slip through. Others don't know why they got refused. Well, it's because you're too smart. And they just started this the last 15 years. And it's a good idea to interface with your local government. Here's the problem. The feds take our money, then they send 33 cents back on average with strings attached. Also, the police departments have jobs and people's jobs that are paid for with that. So it doesn't matter if it's evil. They're still going to go with it. Also, feds lobbied in all 50 states, and almost every state has this law, I believe it's all 50, to where the states can't give asset forfeiture, seizure, stuff the police have stolen, to, and I appreciate your call, it's a really good point, let me comment on that off air now. The problem is that the feds got laws passed locally where only the feds can give 85% of the money back. If police raid money and get money in, quote, crime-related things, of course, no due process, and it goes to the state, they only get 10%. But if the feds, if they give it to the feds first and the asset forfeiture seizure, they get 85% back. See, all cold-bloodedly engineered to federalize. And so you got people that went to college. They got black uniforms. They got ski masks. You know, they got CPS. CPS grows each year under federal grants. They got to take more kids. And it's going to get bigger each year. They're going to take more kids each year. And you bet they're going to interrogate your kids in school. You think, quote, oh, there's counseling at the school. The counselor's a spy to CPS your kids. Just like when you go to have a baby. They ask the man to go, oh, will you go take this paperwork downstairs to this nurse for me? And then as soon as the man leaves, they go, honey, we don't like the man in here. This is just girls talking as friends. Tell me, is he hitting you? Is your home safe? Again, guilty until proven innocent, not telling her, by the way, honey, we're going to snatch your kid and sell it to pedophiles. Of course, the dumb nurse doesn't know that. They're just following protocol. Or we're going to fly your kid out to Saudi Arabia. Now, that's if they're not lucky. Usually, they're just going to go to some yuppie family that pays $350,000 for that blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. See, and folks, I'm not kidding when I say this. It's worse than what I'm saying. They're everywhere. Scum, criminal, filth, violating the Bill of Rights, violating the Constitution, hurting families, spying on all of you. And they're hiring more and more and more and more and more everywhere. What you do is you run and you get elected mayor. You may even have to covertly play along with them like you're an enemy operative to get in so you can defend the republic. There's good cops inside there. There's good police. There's good people in the government. They're saying no to a lot of it. Why do you think they try to come out and say torture's good on the news to get wide acceptance? Because their own military and their own FBI refuse to do it. Now, do they have cadres that'll do anything? Yes. And they're trying to grow those cadres, hiring felons, hiring the former Latin American death squads for operations in the U.S. Red level mayday! Everything I just said is true. Do you realize the magnitude of that? Okay, thank you, Luis. You're a great caller. I shouldn't rant. I'm not going to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Peggy in PA. Peggy, you're on the air.
Alex, I have two short questions. First of all, would you extrapolate the probable future of the Lakota Nation vis-a-vis the federal government? And second, is or is not Costa Rica neocon, or not necessarily neocon, but New World Order?
Well, it was good 10, 15, 20 years ago, and they've raised taxes, gone under global agreements. They've started checkpoints, police state activity. Every spook you can imagine retires down there because they know the future of the U.S., so they've all been moving down there. But Costa Rica is getting worse and worse. And that's from folks I know that have been down there, a lot of people that live there. So the long arm of the New World Order is everywhere. It's global. And it's all about the trillionaires and billionaires not letting anybody else run anywhere. And they use government to steal your money and then give it to themselves through government contracts. Government is a tool of the global corporations. The left won't tell you that. The right won't tell you that.
What about Lakota?
I don't want to throw a wet blanket on it. I think the people coming together, a nation within a nation declaring itself, they have the right to do it, and I'm all in support of it, at least psychologically separating themselves from the globalists, because the U.S. doesn't even exist anymore. We're under globalist control, and they are allowed to get out of their treaties, and I think it's one out of a 20 chance that it could actually happen, but they're waking up, they're coming together, it's forming communities. They got guts, and so I got to support them.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Peggy. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in New York. You're on the air, Rob.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I have a disagreement with you, but first I wanted to make a little comment. I went to a presentation at Columbia University by one of their professors who was talking about the global credit crisis. And I got to hand it to you. You were right on that issue. I mean, he tried to move the issue off and said, oh, it's a problem with structured finance and it's never been tested. But he failed to mention that it's all rooted in fractional reserve lending when the bank's trying to get this stuff, you know, kind of off books. But just wanted to hand you some credit on that. The other thing I wanted to mention was you had an economist on a while ago.
I had a lot on. Who was it?
He was one of your friends. He was in the after hours. I don't
George
remember
Humphrey.
His name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So one of the things that kind of bugged me about your show, and remember, I'm a big fan of yours. He was talking about how the New World Order is kind of atheistic, and he was kind of implying, I mean, he didn't actually say it, but he was kind of implying that we don't have kind of a moral base as atheists. And your show, you know, you were talking about, you had the clips with the preachers talking about, you know, all this crazy stuff. You know, historically, you know, they gave Christianity to the slaves, they used it to all kinds of things. And I mean, why is it that you guys paint the New World Order as this, you know, kind of, a group of people without a moral base? I mean, we have, you know, ethics and things like that.
Well, by the way, did you tell the fellow answering the phone, because I want to be clear, did you tell him you disagree, because you go to the head of the line if you disagree?
I told him I disagree with how you paint atheists. I mean, you say a lot of times you say the New World Order.
Okay, well, sometimes the guys
atheist.
Answering the phones get busy and don't tell me because they're doing five jobs. But you make sure that's clear. Tell them, put you to the head of the line so they remember. Or I think there was a star by it. Maybe I forgot. It doesn't matter. Point is, you're on the air and your call wasn't screened, because a lot of people are saying all our phone calls are staged, and I'm just sick of it. None of our calls are staged. And I'm really tired of the people that lie about us and say that. Look, I appreciate your call. Let me try to answer the question this way. It was more nuanced, and we weren't being clear there, okay? I'm saying that the globalists push atheism only to remove the original mores, social morals, and move it on to a New Age one. And a New World Order brand New Age, to be specific. Like Oprah Winfrey starting a giant global New Age church. And I guarantee you she's doing it like the Scientologists did to get tax exemption. They're calling for a world religion. The Pope, if you believe in Christian, you know, my point is, all these people that give Christianity a bad name, they don't follow Christianity. I mean, as an atheist, have you read what Jesus says? Isn't that good stuff? I mean, you know, the point is, the Pope running around in Dagon outfits and calling for world government and kissing the UN flag and, you know, doing all of this, it's a new world order. I mean, Pat Robertson is out on the Protestant side pushing TV ads calling for global taxes. All the high places are held and controlled. I mean, do we come on and say Pastor Hagee's a political prostitute, a pulpit prostitute? I mean, do we come on air and expose that most of the churches are bought off and evil and say don't go to these churches? Yes. But then the salt of the earth fight the New World Order, and who really care are the Christians. 9 times out of 10, I meet an atheist, they think the New World Order is a great idea. Now, maybe you're different. But I'm not here bashing you, and I'm not here getting into a religious debate or discussion. I mean, we have some religious guests on. I am a Christian, but I understand why you don't like Christianity, because you've seen the mainline Christianity, and you think that's what we are. We are not that. Let's go. It was also Christians that helped end slavery. You know, every major group had slavery. It was Christians that ended it. Did a group of Christians use it and try to misinterpret stuff in the Old Testament to say blacks weren't human? Yes. So you are telling the truth there. But who ended slavery? Who were the abolitionists? You know, who went and blew up armories and shot slave, you know, owners? And it was white Christians. That's why I'm so sick and tired of people like Barack Obama's preacher, you know, saying all whites are bad. That's like saying all blacks are bad. No, it's evil in the human psyche. It's evil mindsets. Let's take a network phone call. Let's jam this in the minute and a half we've got. Mike in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Mike in Wyoming.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I had been in touch with Mr. Hamad, the guy who was drowned in whatever it is, Colorado River. and he had sent me a bottle of olive oil. I paid $20-25 for it, you know, as a contribution to the Palestinian children. I sent you his contact information, which is to the Palestinian Children's Welfare Fund.
Yeah, we've been. What address did you send that to?
To your news tips, through your Infowars.com.
You know, I get so flustered. I saw that and I forgot to give that to Trey. I just called phone numbers. Yeah, send it to Trey. When did you send it?
Just this morning, just an hour and a half ago.
Okay, well, I want to get somebody on from that group because I've tried to call 4 different Hamad numbers in Austin, and none of them were him. Do you have his phone number?
I sent you the phone number that I had. It's a 512 number. It's probably just to his group.
Tell you what, stay there. By the way, I know Mike. He's a doctor. Sent me a lot of good info over the years. Stay there, Mike. We'll talk more about this and get your take on Hamad. Bound, gagged, duct-taped arms and legs, drowned in the river. The info I've got from news insiders that heard the scanners was that it looked like he'd been gone over, hurt. But the Austin police, they serve the dark side.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Federal agents, we are armed! What would you do if
What would you do? If you knew all the things we knew. Would you fish somebody obviously murdered out of the Austin River and lie about it? Or would you stand tall and strong? Going to Mike, who's a medical doctor, used to live in Arizona, moved up to Wyoming. Hey, Mike, good to hear from you. Yeah, we actually have gotten in touch with their family and folks. We are having them on very soon. May even be in the third, fourth hour today, popping in while George is with us. But go ahead and give me your take on what's happened.
Yeah, I got in touch with Mr. Hamad. I just got frustrated watching the Palestinians be turned back at the Egyptian border. I'm sure at the coercion of the Israelis, they didn't want anyone leaving the gulag there, the Gaza gulag. And so I contacted Hamad and asked if they're, you know, if he needed some surplus medical equipment, and I need some specifics from him, and I never got that from him. But anyway, he seemed like a nice guy. But recently he had sent out an email, said he was under investigation by the FBI, and I knew it didn't sound good. And you know, then the next I hear he's found, you know, bound and drowned in Lady Bird Lake. You know, I called Austin PD. I talked to a guy named Gary. I think he was an officer there, and I said, I'm going to be real disappointed if this is found to be a suicide. I mean, anyone with two brain cells rubbed together knows this is not a suicide, and I hope other people will do the same thing. These people know that, need to know that they're under.
Are you kidding? Kids get hung in the schools when they try to tell on their teachers around here, and the cops cover it up. It's very corrupt.
Yeah. Well, just wishful thinking on my part. But, you know, not to change the subject, but recently you had Mike Rivero on for his monthly visit, and he said something that was 180 degrees out of phase with the truth. He commented on the military manual being changed back in 1929 or so to where it said, you know, previously it had said, this is not a democracy. Democracies are horrible. And he said, you know, thank God they changed that, and said, now that we are a democracy, and he approved of that change.
I don't even remember that. I thought that democracy was bad thing was in there until the 50s.
No, it was until the 20s, right about.
Well, I've seen a copy of that manual where it says, where it explains the difference between a democracy and a republic.
Yeah, but he got it exactly backwards. I thought you were just being nice to him to let that slide.
Well, I normally pay attention to guests.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they come in during and give me stuff, so I'll hit pause here and there, and you know, mute my mic, and I won't be listening for 30 seconds or so. So I mean, I do miss things.
Sure. The other thing, John Taylor Gatto, you had on as a guest, great guest. He said something that absolutely profound, and I hope people will take it to heart, especially these. You had several callers who are just starting to wake up, and you alluded to it. He said, you know, people need to adopt the mindset of a saboteur. You know, people need to, if you need to pretend to go along with this nonsense, do it just to get into positions where, you know, you have a little clout. People like Alex and me are already on the record, and, you know, they know what we're all about. But you young guys who are just waking up, you're still in that position to do that, and, you know, I encourage you to do so.
Absolutely, and we do have people in every position out there who give us intel, who tell us what's going on. That's how we knew 20 years ago about their martial law plan. Mike, the globalists have really taken their time setting this up, and I think they're having a lot of setbacks across the globe, but I still think they're going to go ahead and go ahead with it.
Oh, they are. Yeah, no doubt. They're under the gun from the, you know, the European banking establishment, and they're already frustrated with the slow pace going on in America. And it's going to backfire on them. It's going to get messy.
Yeah, there will be people that resist, and everybody's going to see through it that they're not terrorists. Everybody knows who the real terrorists are now. Mike, good to hear from you. All right, I'm going to come back, give you some news. Then we've got two guests coming on, and yes, we'll continue to take your calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, into the third hour. We now have a fourth hour carried by the GCN Radio Network. This transmission is live from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network with a video cam. We'll go live in 30 minutes for PrisonPlanet.tv members. The document cam, the guest cam, the cam on me. We're going to have George Butler tell you all about him, a great guy who's going to be in studio with us. Genesis talk show host, fellow Austinite. And we're going to have British We Are Change on in the next week about a new film they're making. But we have Irish We Are Change coming on, who made international headlines last week. And I just, there's so much going on, I can't keep track of it all. I learned this morning that, because I check We Are Change about once a week, that's a lot for me because I'm so busy, and found out there was international headlines that there's supposedly a evil, wicked attack gang now, supposedly attacked a member of the European Parliament. And I haven't talked to them yet. They're just set up. We'll find out what really happened from the wicked culprits in 5 minutes. Remember, if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it's 15 cents a day, and your 15 cent a day monthly membership, or get a yearly and get it even cheaper, get 3 months free, makes this show possible. Now, the audio's free on your AM and FM dial, the internet at InfoWars.com, but if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you don't just get my book, Paul Watson's book, all 18 of my films in super high quality, hundreds of other documentaries and clips we've been authorized to put up, my weekly TV report, my Sunday show videotaped. You now get the Overdrive, fourth hour. Sometimes we turn the cam on earlier when we have guests in studio, and you get that as well. Then we post those in the archive for you to watch them when you'd like. So if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, I suggest you take advantage of that today. Okay, before we go any further, eFoods Direct also makes this broadcast possible. That's in my news stack, Mainstream News, admitting that Costco and others are already reporting food shortages and rationing of food. You can't make this type of stuff up. He's been saying this for a year, our sponsor, and I believed he believed it, but I couldn't believe it would get this bad this quick. I just thought prices would go up 30-40%, which they've now done. This is far worse, and I suggest you get food in now. Their prices are about to go up, and they're having trouble even keeping supplies up. I mean, it's getting bad. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or huge banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, eFoodsDirect.com. There's also really high-quality green food called Inner Food. I've tried a lot of green foods and didn't like them. They either had herbs that made me sick, or they all gave me stomach aches. This doesn't. Two little scoops a morning in my orange juice. Tastes good with the orange juice. Doesn't taste good by itself. It's 20 superfoods together, 100% absorption. It's not like your vitamins where you don't absorb a lot of it. 1-866-762-9238. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off. 1-866-762-9238. Or go to innerfood.com. The banner on InfoWars.com to Inner Health Botanicals gives you 10% off when you go through that link. By linking through, it takes you to a page where you get 10% off on their whole line of products. Innerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. And finally, making this broadcast possible are the great folks at New Vitality. Huge banner on InfoWars.com. You can't miss hundreds of products, one of the most respected vitamin companies and mineral companies out there. They've got a wide range of products. One of them is Aloe Ease, colon and body cleanse. Aloe vera is just so amazing. 1-800-569-4056, specially formulated to really detoxify you. 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Ease colon and body cleanser. Check out the banner on Infowars.com to NewVitality.com. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, major breaking news right now. Major breaking news. Paul Watson, Kurt Nimmo, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, calling all cars. We have got to get a report out on this, just as I predicted here in the office and a little bit at the first of the show, because we've seen this MO before. I just learned this morning that We Are Change Ireland, because I've seen about 10 of their videos or more, where they forcefully but politely, you know, yell at Bill Clinton from 50 feet away. You got to yell, hey, why are you part of the Bilderberg group? Why are you in Ireland trying to sell out our sovereignty? And they go to other events and talk to them. We Are Change UK does the same thing. You Are Change Netherlands. So I know these guys. We've interviewed them two or three times, three times on air. I've watched all their videos. And the We Are Change creed is to be nonviolent. And when I read, I suddenly, Keith tried to get a hold of me for 6 days. He says he emailed us. We missed it. That's why if you're in an emergency, you got to call this office. If you're in an emergency with We Are Change, need our help, you got to call Luke. Tell him to call me. This is huge news. BBC, MSNBC, just hundreds of papers. The major Belfast papers, just all over the news. Terrorist attack, member of European Parliament, anti-EU criminal gang attacks, deadly assault, covert ninjas. But then I noticed that in all the articles, you can read them all at wearechange.org. They've got some of them posted. You'll notice it said police didn't arrest anybody when they came on scene. And I went, wait a minute, if they would have actually assaulted this guy, they would have arrested him. And I know how these parliamentarians and government people are. I didn't want to say it till I talked to the eyewitnesses. This piece of crap grabbed on them and grabbed one of them by the face. So they shoved him down, then he jumped up to attack again, and they physically restrained him. Now, what does the scumbag BBC banker own do? Remember, they won't let the British vote on EU expansion. They swore they'd be able to for a decade. Then two months ago, they go ahead and sign on to EU expansion, bringing England into the EU. No due process, no nothing. Same thing, France, others vote against it. They're told you're not allowed to leave. They had a 50-year anniversary of the EU. Oh, thought it just started 8 years ago. Just like we're already in the North American Union. They'll tell us in a few years, you know, we'll have the 10-year anniversary of it before the public even know it exists. It started March 23rd, 2005, ladies and gentlemen, officially signed. North American Union. Excuse me. We've got our guest. The point is, I talked to him during the break. It is exactly as we knew, and it turns out they've got video. This is a total emergency. Let me guess. I bet the video's already up. I just didn't know about it. This is incredible headlines. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish member of parliament. Another headline here says the same thing. Shaken following attack. And this creature attacked them. Keith Byrne, who we've interviewed before here on the show. Unbelievable. Just tell people exactly what happened. Tell us who this troll is. And now they've run MSNBC, AP, you name it, a massive disinfo op, and I missed it for 7 days. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Well, the guy that's claiming we assault him, his name, Funchess de Rossa, and he is a member of Labour Party in Ireland, and he's actually in the European Parliament. So we turned up to the Labour Party, and they were kind of promoting a yes campaign on this Lisbon Treaty/constitution. And we were in the crowd, and we were kind of like asking questions, and it got emotional, and people were kind
of... By the way, the papers all report that. They say that the vicious terror group was in the crowd asking mean questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we were asking questions, and we were kind of being emotional and, you know, showing our opposition towards the treaty. And basically, we were outside bullhorning and handing out flyers and just informing people about the threat of the Lisbon Treaty. And Funchess de Rossa came outside. Now, he said that we were screaming at him with a bullhorn, which never happened. We weren't screaming at him with a bullhorn. I said two words to him through the bullhorn, and then I walked over towards him and I started asking him questions. I said, why did you do it? And I said, we all know. So from that then, we started to walk. And you can clearly see that we're not being aggressive. We're walking with him, and we're just asking questions. And
there's a video. Stop. Total proof of lies. Where is the video? Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. The video, you can go onto YouTube, and you can just Google it. And you can get
What's it under? And I demand a retraction by BBC. I demand a retraction by the Associated Press. I demand it. Tell me the website. Tell me the name of the video.
If you go to wearechange.org, Alex, you go there right now, and you can scroll down.
You can see the lying pig. So, tell us what happened next.
So then we were walking down, and he saw Anthony, and Anthony's with me right now, and he can tell you the part of the story, too. But all I can say, I'll put you over to Anthony now, Alex, but all I will say is he put his hand on my back, he proceeded to go around me, and he grabbed Anthony by the face and chased him. And here's Anthony now. He'll tell you the rest of the story.
Anthony, tell me what this destroyer of your sovereignty, this infamous traitor is doing.
Yeah,
I was just doing the video camera, and like Keith, you put down the bullhorn after three words, and then they were talking, and the officer said to him, "You don't need a bullhorn," and he said, "No, we don't need to talk to this," and they're sort of like laughing for a little bit, and then when Mr. DeRosa went around Keith, I was there with the camera. When he seen me with the camera, he just started screaming, and he put his hand into my face. And then I don't automatically, like, things just slowed down in my mind, and I thought to myself, do not let this man grab you for any reason. So I started running, and he started running after me, and I don't know, when I was just getting away from him, he seemed to trip or jump, and he grabbed onto my backpack and ripped the strap off my backpack. And then
oh, my God, stop. Ladies and gentlemen, there's video of this. I'm watching it right now as he talks. This guy assaults him in his face, chases him, rips his bag off, and by the time it's in the BBC and AP, it's that they stole his bag and assaulted him. You need to go file criminal charges on him with that video. You need to demand that the notice BBC didn't give names. The BBC admits the police didn't do anything, showing they're a pack of liars. Are you not angry?
Yeah, I was very angry and shocked. Like, obviously, was asked a question, you know, and Paris Hilton gets tougher questions than photographers.
Well, listen, I interrupted. I mean, I want to hear if you're mad about them lying and turning his assault of you into an assault of the EU, the precious sweetie cakes, slitting your sovereignty's throat, destroying your country. Now, let's go back here. Now, at this point, he's grabbed your backpack. He's fallen down in his frothing hatred. Tell us what happened next.
Yeah, so you can see in the video, nobody pushed him down. There's nobody behind him to push him. I was like about 3 foot in front of him when he jumped or fell down. And then a man restrained him for about 20 seconds. And then, like, this is the second part of the video, which you haven't uploaded because the police told us maybe not to upload video. So in the second part...
Why did the police tell you? Why did they not tell you to upload it? To cover up for him?
Yeah, they said we might not be able to use video in court, so we only put half of the video on just to prove that we were innocent, because the paper said he asked for the camera to be put down, and then we pushed them to the ground. And you can see that's totally
I want you, you need to sue that newspaper, and the police don't do anything. You need to sue him civilly for assault and battery.
The thing is that the Sunday Times contacted us and wanted to do an interview, and I spoke with the Sunday Times, Richard Oakley, and it turns out Rupert Murdoch News Corp owns the Sunday Times, and I uploaded the audio of that as well, the interview. But and I told them that we are 100% innocent. We're very happy to hand over the videos to the police. It completely clears us. We never touched them. But in the article that he printed on Sunday, it says that we physically attacked him. It says Mrs. Rossett must be wondering why we are changed or physically attacked.
But again, when I read that article, it said police were there but didn't arrest you.
I flagged down the police. I seen a van going by. I phoned the police. Other people phoned the police. And I seen one coming by. I pulled down the police. And I have it on camera as well, me talking to the police.
This is an outrage, not just that he assaulted you in his hatred of freedom, but and he does. He hates your country's sovereignty. He wants to hand it over to those criminals in Brussels. Not just that that happened. And by the way, it's admitted there are a bunch of crooks stealing and thieving and taking people's freedoms both headquarters of the EU. This is just, but then they lie in the media and turn it into a victory for them. That's why the mainstream media are hated, because they're a bunch of dirtbag liars. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the question we were asked him was, why did he vote not to respect Ireland's decision in the referendum? The EU Parliament actually had a crazy vote. They voted, will we respect Ireland's decision on the Lisbon Treaty if they vote no? And our Irish representative, he voted not to respect their vote, their decision.
Yeah, let's be clear. Saying that if Ireland doesn't want to join and give up its sovereignty, will Europe allow them to not join? See, saying they're dictators.
But the thing is that it's mostly propaganda, because the vote was not legally binding. It wasn't a legally binding vote, so it's just pure propaganda.
Well, I know I'm yelling and screaming because I think of Luke out there, when they come up on camera in New York and say, we're going to say you have bombs and put you in jail for terrorism, we're going to frame you. And those retired cops who worked for Silverstein didn't go to jail for calling in a fake bomb threat. And with you, they've done the same thing. This guy assaults you. You restrain this mad heathen. It's on video. And the cops tell you don't upload the last half. They're doing that because they want to burn you. You demand that they cite this ruffian. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. There in the Emerald Isle of Ireland as the enemy operation is ground to a standstill against the people.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
This is what the headline should read. The video's clear. I've watched it. Member of European Parliament assaults demonstrators. has international media frame them for attack. Then under it, viciously assaults two men, chases one down, stealing bag. Media frames him. Oh, Valhalla, I am coming. I cannot handle it anymore. Folks, I'm not putting on anger. I am mad about this tyranny. We are Change Ireland. Fire out your websites for recruits to join you in the battle against those that would destroy your country's sovereignty. And tell me anything else that happens. So this guy snatches your bag away and frothing. And then the Times of London, the Sunday Times of London, the Rupert Murdoch operation, calls you. You recorded the interview. I guess that's up on wearechange.org as well. I'm told Paul Watson's doing a big article right now on Prison Planet. These are your attack coordinates, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWar this out. Discredit the lying snake media again. Are you angry by being set up in the international media and national U.S. TV, everything, being set up for assaulting a member of parliament when he attacked you?
Hi, Alex. It's Keith back here. Yeah, we're completely outraged. And, you know, during the week, we were very nervous what was going to happen. We didn't know if he was, like, prosecuting us or we were going to be set up or whatever. But we are absolutely 100% innocent of what the papers are saying, and we have the videotape to vindicate us.
Anything else from your friend who was actually assaulted? Give us, I've talked to him before. Give us his full name for the article.
His name is Anthony Gibbons.
Any other key points for the article Paul Watson's doing right now?
Yeah, Alex, it's important to know I was behind Anthony when he was running, and I saw what happened from behind with the Rossi. And basically, like, you can see me right in the back of where the camera is. That's me closest to it. So I observed what he did. He chased Anthony around, and he was running him towards a window. This window would have been around 10 feet high. And literally, like, something lethal could have happened in there if the two of them ran through the window. So what happened then was he kind of, like, maneuvered himself around the pillar and continued to run, and then the Rossi just latched onto his bag, and then he wouldn't let go. It was like a tug of war match or something.
Well, that would have been a very embarrassing if it was the headline: member of European Parliament assaults youths, steals bag, you know, went into a frothing rage of kleptomania. Why was he trying to get this bag? Why did he greedily want that for himself?
Alex, I think what happened was he noticed that he assaulted a person first, and I think that he knew that we had the videotape, so maybe he was trying to steal the bag in order to get the videotape off us. I don't know. But can I please note something that we found on Wikipedia about this man? It says he was politically active in Sinn Féin and the IRA from an early age and was interned in the Curragh, which is a prison, from 1956 until 1959.
Well, by the way, you know those guys all work for the government at the top.
This guy, I don't want to make any quotes or allegations at the moment.
No, it's come out in the news that the top of the IRA and Sinn Féin are British operatives. 90% of the time. I mean, he may not be.
Yeah, that has been admitted, all right. But the fact is, like, you know, the media over here has really kind of painted a picture completely opposite to what actually happened. And the funny thing is, like, there's people saying, oh, we deserve to be prosecuted and all this, and we mugged him. Like, there's people literally think that we mugged this man when they see the video
footage. But see, notice they're not charging you. That's how before I got you on, I didn't even know the video was on the web. I knew that it was really going to be him. I knew it. I just know the enemy. Sick. But, I mean, how could somebody be selling out his country's sovereignty and not be a lying punk?
Actually, Alex, this is very important to note. We pulled over the police. We pulled them over to the side of the street, and we were the ones making the report.
That's right. You called the police, and what do you get? Do you get justice? You get fraud!
And what happened was other members of the Irish Parliament who were part of that party were coming out of the venue where the debate was, and they were, like, going to the police. Oh, they were videotaping us without permission and stuff like that, trying to get the police to take the videotapes from us. So then what happened was we were kind of, like, giving our names and giving our addresses and all the general information the police had to know in case they wanted to contact us. And still to this day, Alex, it happened a week ago. They haven't called us whatsoever.
Yeah, they don't want those videos. And if I was you, I'd just go ahead and upload all of it. I wouldn't listen to them telling you don't upload all the video. Guaranteed. They may come in and raid you for that video later in an attempt to continue the cover-up. 9 times out of 10, they're corrupt. Now, the fact that they didn't take your cameras is a good sign. Tell you what, stay there. George Butler's coming on with the balance of the show. We also have a huge guest the last 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. What? You just, it's a surprise guest. I am fired up! We're going to beat these people! Ah! Ah!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warned you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web efoodsdirect.com.
We are finishing up with We Are Change Ireland, a peaceful group who's confronted members of Parliament, Bill Clinton, many others, about how they're selling out their sovereignty and about 9/11 being an inside job. And I learned today that last week it was in MSNBC, AP, BBC, headlines about how this wonderful, sweet person who did nothing wrong was viciously attacked for no reason by a group of devilish hoodlums. You can go if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can see this headline right now on the document cam. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish member of parliament, member of European Parliament. And it says they attacked him. They chased him down. They stole his bag. They tackled him. That's everything he did to them. And I didn't even know there was a video of this out, but I predicted in the office and then someone on air, though I didn't want to say it on air, I just said, I bet it's the other way around, that that's exactly what happened. But they cannot have that. They cannot have one of their people assaulting Irish citizens. So they have engaged in a huge lie. Going back to Keith Bryan and others, Keith, you guys finish up with any other key points that need to be made here.
Yeah, Alex, it's really important to note that if we can defeat this Lisbon Treaty, like, I mean, this is a huge blow to the globalist idea. And not only that, like, we've made a documentary. I've used some endgame footage in it. It's called End of Nations. So if people kind of, like, pick that up, even if you're American or if you're in Europe or whatever, just watch that documentary and flood the forums and tell everybody about it. Because, like, this is the real deal. And not only that, Alex, if this treaty is ratified, it will create a new European Union with new powers. And not only that, the European Court of Justice can say what our rights are.
And I guess they can make, you know, they can assault you and then say that you've done it.
Alex, in Article 52 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights, which will be brought in if you vote yes, Article 52 says that it can be limited. Our rights can be limited under certain vague situations that they get to decide.
Well, that's just like the UN Declaration of Human Rights, Article 29 and 30 say you have no rights. So it's always the same MO.
That one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, except this one is just a bit longer, more vague.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, I want to commend you both. Give out the Irish website there as you fight the New World Order.
Yeah, it's wacireland.org, wiseupjournal.com, and End of Nations on Google Video.
Okay, be very slow about that. We're going to put links up in the story, but people need to support you. You're under enemy attack. You have been chased down, assaulted, your bag stolen, and then all of it flipped around. This poor man did nothing, and these youths all beat him to a pulp and hurt him and cut him and stole the bag, and the police did nothing. And then you call up Rupert Murdoch's major paper. They call you, and you go, okay, here's the police. We call the police. Here's the video. And they're like, And then they go and they write an article saying the opposite. I think you've got, seriously, you need to get lawyers. You need to start proceedings. You have been slandered, sir.
Yeah, well, we called for a retraction from the newspaper. We emailed the editor.
Yeah, we need BBC. It was the Sunday Times, correct?
That one was the Sunday Times, yeah.
Yeah, well, BBC, I mean, I'm showing people the headline right now. Anti-EU gang assaults Irish member of parliament. It says Irish former minister was knocked to the ground after a public meeting in Dublin on Monday night, according to Labour Party. Later, leader said that the MEP was confronted by a group of men who screamed abuse at him and knocked him over and pinned him down. Police confirmed that the attack, which left Mr. Rosa bruised and shaken, the Irish Republic is the only EU member state to have a public vote. Oh, can't allow the other slaves to vote on the Lisbon Treaty on June 12. Labour is campaigning for a yes vote on the referendum and has called for a calm and rational debate about the treaty. EU leaders signed the document in Lisbon last year with the aim of making EU institutions more efficient, getting the rabble out of the way. Now that the bloc is 27 member states, in his statement, Mr. Gilmore said a minority of people had tried to disrupt the meeting using ugly and intimidating tactics, and shouting abuse through a loud hailer. I was greatly shocked by what happened to him. In a democratically elected representative must be free to walk the streets without threat of physical abuse. He must be free to walk around and chase people down, growling and ripping bags off of them while foaming at the mouth. I added that part. Police took statements from the witnesses, but made no arrest. Mr. De La Rosa is a well-known figure in the Irish Republic, having served as a cabinet minister in 1990s and as a member of parliament since 1999. He was unavailable for comment. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I have it on camera as well. When Mr. De Rosa came over, the first thing he said to the police was, they filmed me without my permission. That's the first thing he said. Of the reason why it happened.
Well, he's a public figure. He's a public figure. He's not in a private place. He has no reasonable expectation of privacy. That's what they do when they cram cameras all over our cities watching us. You use that back on him.
And then he held up his finger. It reminded me of like a little 5-year-old boy. He held up his finger, which he scraped when he fell. He held up a scraped finger to the police.
He said, I hurt myself. I remember bullies that would come up and start fights with me, and then when they were getting put on the ambulance, they'd be trying to fill out reports that I assaulted them, but there were always witnesses. Again, they want to come up to you, they want to attack you, and then when they fall down in their frothing fit, they get mad at you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so thank God he didn't grab a hold of me. It could have been a lot worse. I wouldn't like that. And, sorry, Keith wants to make a point. Hey, Alex, it's important to know, you know, he came over with a little bit of blood coming out of his finger. But in the paper...
I'm sorry, go
ahead. But in the paper, one of the party TDs, they're basically just members of Irish Parliament, said that he had blood on his hands, as if in to make it worse than what it was.
Oh, my God. You know, what's this country coming to when a member of Parliament can't assault some young men? It's unbelievable. Oh, they ran from him. They should have knelt down to a lord and allowed him to stomp them in the heads so we could arrest them for assaulting him.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just basically over here, all the forums are full of that we attacked and we were the perpetrators and we're scum and we're
thugs. Oh, my God, it's deadly. It's a deadly, vicious attack on a member of the Parliament, a member of the European Parliament. Arrest these knaves immediately. But notice the police couldn't arrest you because nothing happened because it's staged. Absolute injustice. Give your websites out again slowly.
Alex, it's wacireland.org.
That's the website of these outrageous criminals.
And wiseupjournal.com. And if you want to Google search End of Nations documentary, you will find out that we kind of explain things much better. And the MEPs, actually good representatives that represent the people, they come out and they detail their personal stories of the European Union and the corruption that's inside it.
All right, men, good job. I'm very sorry that I got on this a week late. This is just unbelievably outrageous, but that's why the mainstream media is losing all credibility. That's why the governments are losing all credibility, and I am very upset about this. There is a story up on prisonplanet.com that Watson has done covering this. I'm asking leaders to get this out everywhere. Media labels activist questions as gang assault on politician. Thank you for coming on, men.
Alex, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Now, I'll tell Watson something right now. Have Nimmo change his headline. It's a good story, but to member of parliament. Oh, I just hit refresh. He did do it. Okay, he did change the headline. Good. MEP assaults activist. Media reports opposite in giant smear attempt. We have the video red-handed. This is a key weapon against the Times of London, the Sunday Times, a key weapon against the BBC, just like when we caught them reporting how Building 7 fell 25 minutes before it fell, giving the exact story of how it then did fall. Little false scripting. No amount of BBC Building 7 movies will reprieve you, enemy operatives. Nothing will save you from your criminal activity. And I'm telling you right now, this is criminal to knowingly lie about these men, to knowingly lie and slander good men who are doing nothing more than defending their countries. See, I'm normal, folks. You yell and scream about football and baseball when your team loses or wins. I get mad about tyranny because my life's on the line in this. This isn't a joke or a game for me. This is tyranny. I know we got callers who've been holding. I know they're holding on both networks, on my board, and they're holding on the network board, and we're going to take your calls. I will tell you, we got somebody coming on about Raed Hamad, who I think was murdered. We'll see if people around him are scared, what they're willing to say. That's coming up in 1 hour. I apologize to George Butler, who I invited in, that he's had to sit here for 10 minutes while I'm ranting and freaking out. But, George, I mean, does this get you mad?
Yes, it does. It gets me damn mad. I mean, I'm sorry to use that word, you know, because I usually refrain from that kind of language. But, gosh, I have to use pretty strong language because, you know, you've trailblazed on many of these issues. And your energy is what's carrying this fight forward. It really is.
Well, it's all I can think about now. I can't do anything but this now. It's I just all I think about because I know we're coming down to the wire.
It's because you seek the truth, Alex. You really do, and your worldview is excellent in that area. It really is. It's a good one. It's right on.
Well, George, I'm probably going to have you sit in the near future. I got Burmese later this week sitting in because I am working on some projects and be out of town some. And you're a great talk show host in your own right with a weekend show here on the network. But before I go any further. I know you don't like talking about yourself, George, but I mean, you've done a lot of cool stuff, fighting the commies in Germany, and then you were in listening stations with the NSA and in Libya, and interesting background, and then your research is in a lot of the same areas, and the great guests you get on, like the Tibetan folks, and you just have a great show, and so I'm honored to have you as a friend, where it's great to have you here in Austin, you and Bob Dacey and Tex Mars and so many other great folks that live in Central Texas. Like Robert Galen Ross, but I want to really introduce you to my audience who may not know who you are and your website. Spend a few minutes talking about yourself, then we're going to get into some of the news items and take some phone calls.
Well, we broadcast on Genesis Communication Network. We have a show called The Secret Truth at thesecrettruth.com, along with co-host Charlotte Littlefield Brown. And as far as my background goes, I'm a lifetime citizen of Austin, was in the ASA, Army Security Agency, in Europe for 3 years, spent my last year in Berlin, West Berlin, and saw a lot of very ugly things happen there. I was 22 years old when I got out of the ASA, so I was pretty well educated in a certain narrow area of communication security and intelligence. And we saw a lot of tyranny there, and this is probably what's motivated me to continue this fight and to try to reveal the truth about this big mind war system that we're all susceptible to.
Mind war. That's what it is. That's what the Germans called it.
Yes.
You know, my parents just got back from southern Germany visiting some family that lives over there in the military. And they brought me that famous photo I'd seen before of right when they'd put up the barbed wire a few months after. And a German family got through, but the toddler got caught in the barbed wire. And the East German soldier opens the barbed wire and picks him up and lets him through. Have you ever seen that famous photo?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my. They gave me a big one. I got it hanging in my office wall now. And in fact, I think I'm going to hang it in here so people can think about it. You know, they took him, tortured him, killed him. He disappeared. But the fact is, people have got that choice to ask themselves now. I mean, they would just machine gun you. Tell folks about that wall.
That wall was something else. There was a lookout point at Bernauerstrasse when I was there in 1965. And on one side of the street were buildings that had been cemented up, both the doorways and windows. And across the top of the roofs was barbed wire. And that actually was the wall. The front of these buildings on one side of the street was the actual wall, which they tore down later to put in a stronger, more impenetrable type of structure, which they designed later, many years later. But at that time, it was a very, very hideous-looking wall. It was the buildings that had been cemented up across the street. And we would go downtown at the Kudamm, the Kurfürstendamm in West Berlin for drinking and celebrate, going out on the night, the nightclubs and so forth. And you could hear at night machine gun fire from that close. It was pretty close to the wall, the downtown area was. And you could hear machine gun fire and see trip flares go off at night.
As they were shooting people.
They were shooting people trying to get out to freedom. And this tyranny is something else.
And now they're turning America into one giant wall. And in Ireland, it's the same everywhere.
Yes, it's a scientific dictatorship. I think there were a couple of Collins brothers that wrote a book back a few years ago, and I think you've interviewed them, and they call it a scientific dictatorship, and they have really done this in very depth, and their expertise about how to control people through ideas and systems of thought is hideous.
And now in Canada, if they catch you without a fare, the police confirmed today the punishment is being tasered for the poor people that don't have money. It's like $7 to use the subway. When you're caught sneaking on it without paying, your punishment now is to be tasered.
Gosh.
I mean, see how they're just announcing more and more?
When I was in London in 2006, it was like a maze, running through a maze through the underground and so forth, and they had everything thought out where you would get clipped going in and get clipped coming out. They had it all down to money, and they were milking everyone for as much as they could in that city, much less the country. They had it scientifically set up over there. And what I saw that really impressed me was sitting there with a group of ladies at Buckingham Palace there getting ready for the tour, is that the riches that they were putting on display so excited the women, especially the women, because of all those gowns and all those different awards given to the queen, that it appeals to the worst things in us.
Worshipping,
you know,
baubles.
Yes, yes, yes.
That stuff means nothing to me.
Yes, exactly.
I want to go camp up on the side of a mountain and see the stars. That's diamonds.
We can only have one God before us, or we can only worship one thing, either God or mammon, and we've gotten into a big, gigantic, worldwide mammon worship system of wealth.
I hate mammon. I don't even like the things I've got. They're a hassle.
Yeah, you know, they Wall Street a number of years ago came out with an investment kit for children. So they want to recruit people into that usury money making system from a young age, 10 or 12 years old. I think that this particular kit was designed for. So get them into the investment deal, collect interest, get that usury going, and so forth. And so it's a mind system that's actually has been built around a money system of usury taking and paying.
It's just amazing. How much has America changed, you know, since you were back in the military back in the 50s, 60s?
When I was here growing up in South Austin, that's where I grew up and went to school here, it was a much more moral society. Drug use was frowned on by the peers. Anyone that was a drug user was a really scum, just a low life, and that's the way we looked at them. Coming into the beginnings of the Vietnam War and so forth, there was a liberalization,
which we now know is the CIA.
Yes,
just counterculture. Stay there, George Butler.
Yeah. Okay,
everybody, we got a whole other hour, the first official fourth hour here on the Genesis Network. And I promise we'll get to some of your calls in the next hour for George Butler. He's got a whole host of things he'll be talking about with us today, and he'll be giving out his website as well. Stay with me.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
George Butler is my guest for the next hour and 5 minutes. Fourth hour about to start on the GCN Radio Network. You can listen on the network streams or go over to Infowars.com to our streams. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you get them in 64 kilobit audio. If not, you can get it in 32-bit at Infowars.com. The network offers it in 16. You can listen over there if you'd like to listen in a lower bit rate. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, again, you can see the video cameras, the document cams, everything we've got. George Butler, what do you want to get into first in the time we've got here?
Well, when you were talking about the one world, I mean, the New World Order and all that, a name seemed to pop up in my head, and that name would be Kurt Lewin, L-E-W-I-N. And what he was a German-born psychologist and sociologist that founded an idea of a force field theory, and he actually was pioneering in this in the mid-1940s, 1947 actually is when he died. But he came through England and did some work with the Tavistock Institute and then came over to America. He got into group dynamics and things like that, but also this field theory is all important for us to begin to try to understand what we're caught up in. We're surrounded by electromagnetic radiation and streams of light, you could say, are ideas, and they become implanted in us. They're streamed to us.
Now this is what the elite actually believes.
Yes, they do this.
It's the group consciousness, and they've done tests where they'll have monkeys 10 miles away from another group of monkeys, and when they teach the other monkeys how to do something, suddenly the others learn.
Yes, that's called quantum entanglement. In fact, that's an idea or a dynamic that where you have instantaneous communication between those two.
Yes, it's the 100 monkey. Same thing of like you're in the woods and you know somebody's watching you, and you go over the hill and there they are.
Yes,
it's the sixth sense. But this is what they believe. Government documents. Even if you don't believe it, listeners, they believe it. Just like the crazy rulers of the world. John Ronson's new TV show, you know, has all these top generals, the head of Fort Bragg, where they believe they had troops killing goats with their minds.
Yes, much of this is in the head. The ideas are used and planted and streamed into us and then manipulated from media sources and things like that. It's a great mind wash, mind game.
Well, let's get into the authoritarian personality, too. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay.
Go.
The authoritarian personality type, the Frankfurt School was a school founded by neo-Marxists in Frankfurt, Germany in the 30s. And there were some of the greatest minds at the time. And in their studies and so forth, one of the ideas they came up with was what they call the authoritarian personality type. And they used this, and from that was parlayed what they call the F factor. And the F factor had to do with fascism. And that's what makes it interesting in a way, because these people are backed, in a way, by the very fascists that are running the world themselves. So they're running both sides.
Yeah, communism and fascism.
Yes.
It's black uniforms, secret arrest, FEMA camps. They only give us a false choice of fascism or communism.
Yes, what came out of this, the group that came out of this was a very libertine, very liberal type of thinking that penetrated our universities with some very libertine thoughts, and especially sexual, a liberation of sexuality and so forth was something that really permeated our universities.
But they said only to do that to pacify the public, so they're busy playing and partying.
Yes.
They have documents in the 60s in the U.S. saying we're going to have a drug culture from 61, and then they drove around with the government buses with the LSD.
Yes, what feels good, do it. Ken Kesey had a bus, and he was driving it all over. It was painted with flowers and everything on it, and he had LSD being distributed from that bus all over America. Drop acid, drop out. That was Timothy Leary's.
Turned out it was FBI.
Yeah, but that was a very similar type of thinking. Do your own thing. Take a little acid.
And by the way,
go on a trip.
In the 50s, the owners of Time Lab Books, they were all having LSD parties.
Yes.
So the point is, you think you're rebelling against them using this stuff. The point is, they created it all. They run it all. George Butler.
Yes, they do.
Stay there. We'll be right back with the fourth hour. This is the maiden voyage. I hope you'll be with us for the fourth hour here on the Genesis Network. We'll be back in just 70 seconds with George Butler. And then we have some of the folks involved with Reed Hamad to try to find out if he was murdered coming on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours a day. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to say hi to everybody watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv with the document cam, the guest cam, the computer feed cam. Thank you for joining us. We have someone who worked with the individual who died mysteriously last week, Riyad Hamad. And it turns out George Butler, an Austinite since birth, even knows some of the teachers at the school where he was a teacher. He was bound, gagged, clearly drowned, the evidence clearly murdered. But the police are saying that, oh, no, I have their press release, it's very normal to have someone bound when they kill themselves. So we're going to be talking to that gentleman coming up in about 30 minutes. We've got a guest who works with him coming on the show. George Butler, though, we were getting into just one of their mind control programs and what they really believe going back almost 100 years ago. Please continue, George.
Well, we were talking about the Frankfurt School there and this the authoritarian personality type. But it is a mind war system that conveys into us certain ideas, and then those ideas are manipulated and changed and reformed and massaged within our minds. We take up this collection of ideas, which I call streams of light, and that forms our worldview. Having a worldview is a way to control us. And so we're actually become obsessed with extreme worldviews in some cases, and then we fight each other from the left and the right.
Which is, again, a control paradigm.
Yes, exactly. So it's hard to see because we're caught up in the field, in the system of thought that we cannot see. So it's hard for us to see what we're being addicted to and the ideas that we become compulsively addicted
to. It's hard to conceptualize it because it's not visual.
Yes, and it's hard. The only way you can try to do it is try to stand outside your mind and look back at your thoughts as they're flowing through your mind on a real-time basis.
You got to get outside the box and analyze it.
Yes, and objectively, and that's hard to do. Another self, and I always call it the real self, has to try to nurture itself back to health. It's been wounded from
childhood. See, that's an interesting way you describe it. I instinctively had this thought when I was 3 years old. I'm on the back porch playing. It's a sunny day. The sprinkler's spraying. It's like a rainbow. It's beautiful. And I had this understanding that the world was not me, that I was on an island. No man is an island. And that I had imaginary games and imaginary friends and played make-believe. And I realized that make-believe wasn't real at that time and that there was a whole world outside of me and that I was a tiny island. I think most people don't consciously think about death because they seem to see the stream of human society, civilization, and almost think like that is theirs. No, that is the species. And just to extrapolate these ideas that I have, realizing that literally the world is what is outside of me, not what is in me. It is the opposite of what the New Agers teach and everybody else. And so then you are truly alive when you do realize that there's the rest of the world and that you are interconnected to it. But they, most adults I see all have their own little costumes, whatever clique they're part of, whatever group they're part of, and they all play to that. And they're all in little imaginary worlds about what position they're in. That's why we're into uniforms, signets, class, all of these things. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a study that came out of the Stanford Research Institute in the 70s, early 70s, and it was entitled Changing Images of Man. They went through, they went back over 250,000 years to the present and started doing an assessment of the images of man during those eras. And what they're trying to do in today's world is they're trying to take us back to a very subjective view, just exactly what you said a few moments ago. And in that subjective view, they can control that through the outside media. But you will give up an objective view of the outside world and take on these inner notions, but without proof.
And that's why they have these games that hundreds of millions play, where it's imaginary worlds.
It's virtual. Yes, it's like a virtual prison that they're building, that we're building for ourselves.
It's an insertion into the Matrix.
Exactly. Exactly, Alan.
George, stay there. We're going to be right back with George Butler. Continue discussing this, break down a lot of it. And then we're going to interview a gentleman who knows the Palestinian man who we believe was murdered right here in Austin, Texas, and thrown in the river. But part of their brainwashing, they tell us it's a lake. He was thrown in the Colorado River, now known as Lady Bird Imperium.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Eric, Sam, Bill, Chris. I'll take those four calls. That's all we have time for before our next guest joins us, dealing with what we believe to be the murder of Mr. Hamidi. Before we get back into the psychological warfare operations, we're going to have you back in a lot, George. I like your info and your perspective. You'll be guest host in the next month or so if you'll do it. But you've been saying a lot about this gentleman who the evidence shows was killed. I mean, the APD immediately puts out this propaganda that he killed himself. Oh, he was loosely bound. This is just kind of like when they killed Gary Webb, shot him twice in the head. Or Fahmy Malik with Arkansas, your comments on it.
Yeah, it says here, this is the actual quotation out there. When the body was removed from the lake, tape was found around the eyes, and the hands and legs were loosely bound. The bindings of his hands and legs and placement of the tape were consistent with Hamad having done this to himself. So they were floating the idea on the 16th, Wednesday on the 16th at 2 p.m. of suicide. And there's no way that you can get suicide out of this this statement in any way.
Yeah, they say it right there in the police statement. There's just no end to these people. And it's the same M.O. And I read the paper Friday on air, and it said that his family said he had been upset about the FBI coming and grabbing all the school books he mailed to Palestine and spying on him and detaining him. And then they spun that to mean, oh, he did commit suicide. It was the same thing with Gary Webb. You know, he had seen people in his house climbing out the back window. Then he moved. He'd said he was getting threatened. We had his friends on that said that. And then they shot him and blew his jaw off, shot him in the back of the head, the guy that exposed the CIA drug dealing, Pulitzer Prize winner. He had a new book coming out proving everything he'd said, vindicating him. And they had a hit out on him and went and killed him like so many others. And the police said, oh, I'll never forget, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head, George.
Yeah, the some of the language in this communique from the APD said something like this. Information was provided to the missing persons unit by persons close to Hamad. This is what suspects, persons close to Hamad. Who are they? Tell us who they are, okay? That he had been experiencing suicidal thoughts. Then later on in the next paragraph, they talk about this loosely bound and put in float this thing about.
But then 2 days later, when the statesman talked to the family, they just said, no, he'd been upset. We need to talk to the family.
Yeah, yes, this was.
Will threaten families and get the family to go along. Go ahead.
Yeah, these are very, very.
It's like Bobby Kennedy's son won't talk about his dad's murder, even though it's now admitted.
Yeah, they floated this just to get the idea out to the public that, yeah, he committed suicide. There's no evidence there that existed, that he did.
Now, you've talked to teachers that knew him.
Yes. A friend of mine came and sat down with me soon after this on about Thursday sometime, and I think it was after they had disclosed to the teachers that Hamad had died. And the kids were all upset at the school, Clint Small School, middle school. And also the teachers were mad as hell because this man was very well loved by many of the teachers in the Austin Independent School District. They knew him and had worked with him for several years, and they admired this man.
By the way, the special guest we've got, are we calling him from our end or the network end? Has that been fleshed out? We better find out. That guest is on in about 15 minutes. So let's find out if we're going to call from here in Austin or the network is going to call. All right, let's shift gears back into what you were covering, then we'll recap this and have the guest on in about 20 minutes.
Okay, we were picking up on the overall scheme of things is a system, and they use systems of thought that they impregnate us with, and then those things are manipulated from media and upsetting very things like this GM food and the avian flu epidemics. They continue to keep us upset, and in that upsetness, then they can change our views, and we begin to reach different conclusions and different ideas and different worldviews, and that's how they're manipulating and forming us into something that they want that is way, way from our real self. It's a false self that's actually being fed by these false, and they're not totally false. There is truth on some of these ideas.
I call it a spell. They're mesmerized with a false map made for the mind where it's like play along. And then that's what all the terror drills and martial law drills and randomly pulling you over because there's terrorists. I mean, it's all about the illusion. And the drills are all about feeding into the hysteria.
Some of the universities in England and Great Britain are dedicated to cognitive dissonance and, I mean, and cognitive psychology, I should say. And on the West Coast, later on, after Lewin had come in and started establishing his work and his career, the West Coast began to be a cauldron of exactly what you're saying, a subjectivism, an occultism. Aldous Huxley comes over and starts building ISIS cults on the West Coast. And it's all of these things to take us away from being able to discern and establish truth.
And they're all cold-blooded rationalists, but they destroy the old religious orders and bring in new ones to control us.
Yes, they believe in nothing but themselves as being Olympian gods, you could say. They describe themselves as Olympians among some of the closer circles, the upper circles.
And they're the Great White Brotherhood. And they on Mount Olympus. And they argue that, well, they're in control. That means they deserve to be in control. Well, I argue they're a cancer. Just because a cancer kills the host doesn't mean it's elite. It means it's malfunctioning.
Yes, I think Eustace Mullins used the word parasites, I think, in some of his writings. And they're sucking the blood out of us and the very livelihood through interest and other things.
But not just our money. They're sucking. Madison Avenue, at a basic level, admits they want to make you feel inadequate to then sell women $100 cream packages that cost $5 to make. It's all to make you feel inadequate. Oh, like you're not safe, give up your freedoms, or you're not pretty, you got to have plastic surgery. Meanwhile, they're missing out on what life's really all about: exploration, exploring, love, passion, creativity.
Yeah, at one time, that's a very important point, Alex, is that they behavioral psychology, the School of Behavioral Psychology came out of Chicago and Johns Hopkins, and then it moved very quickly to Madison Avenue to put together some of the largest advertising agencies in the world. They used to want to just modify our behavior, but what they've done now is they've reinvented and put into us identities that we don't really want if we knew what those identities really would spell.
But see, I see what identities are. I see that they're like a suit of clothes.
Yes, yes.
And I see other people. It's just like when you see a four-year-old playing with an imaginary character. I see adults, and I just instinctively learned this, not reading their own documents. I later did. Most people are playland.
Yes.
Playing the big radio executive that runs a network, a Patriot network. They are playing, the beautiful woman, the seductress. They are, and that's what police always talk about, our role, roles, government roles. And that's why they're so into drills. And they don't realize that they're literally under mind control.
Yes, they are. There's a story that Judith Barr says about the emperor with no clothes. Well, there's a little kid down there that accompanied his parents to watching the emperor parade down the street with no clothes. Well, he says to his parents, "Mommy, Daddy, the emperor has no clothes." They said, shut up, kid. When they got back home, they ignored it totally, meaning that from inception, from our birth, we're seated in some of the stuff that our parents are subjected to also. They have not escaped out of it, but they don't know any better by seating
That's the same system into us. Even if you don't watch television, the mass programming has a feedback loop.
Yes, yes.
And that interacting with others, we have to pick it up.
Yeah, and it's a synergy. I call it social synergy. And this social synergy becomes all overpowering. One influence alone by itself would not maybe make us do a certain action.
Thousands of brands of propaganda.
Yes.
A buffet of lies.
And those collectively together overpower us and control us.
It's a potion.
Yes.
A mix.
It's a sorcery. Potion.
And
that's what it is.
And again, they don't
exactly
believe in the bubbly. Those are analogies for us to subconsciously understand. A pinch of this, a pinch of
yes,
that.
Yes. It's a witch's brew. It's witchcraft. It's sorcery. It's a mind control. It's a mind.
That's what sorcery was.
Yes. Yeah, it's an alchemism of alchemy of the spirit. But they want to give us the spirit that they want us to have, to take us away from our real self. And concoct and make a virtual false self.
Well, that's because if we're petty and weak and corrupt and groveling, then we are so insecure and so afraid we can't ever stand up and get above it. At the heights of goodness and just feel the crisp, power of it all. Instead of being down on this level, they love isolating us in that, because when we do break out of that, it totally defeats them.
Yes, if we continue to hate one another and even hate these people, we'll never get out of it. We have to forgive, and through that forgiveness, we awaken and we can stand outside and look objectively
and I agree with
at our state.
But what I do, George, subconsciously, is I never did it on purpose, is that I use anger, which short circuits people they've programmed enough because they've used anger to let them wake up kind of like a blip in the TV stream. So they're angry. So for a minute, they see reality. So then they can get out of it.
Yes.
I'm not mad when I'm not on air. I get mad when I have to focus on this fully.
Yes, you have such an insight, and it can be to an extent that you get frustrated at times because you want so badly to tell people what's really going on.
I want to show them.
Yes, yes, but people are people, and they're not like a light bulb you turn on and off, and it takes a long time to work for them to awaken. They're under this influence that's synergistically, addictively, compulsively binding them to a false self that they little see. They don't see it.
George, what is the establishment going to do as their sorcery? I mean, it literally is a spell.
It is a spell. Yes, it is.
We're mesmerized.
Yes.
I mean, the TV screen flickering.
Yes, yes, it does.
What are they going to do as that spell evaporates, which is now happening?
Yes, you're on the forefront of helping that occur, you know. It depends. The world is communicating to a greater extent than it ever has. Individuals worldwide are communicating through the internet, and this has been a godsend type of technology. And in doing that, what I always say is that as the communication level increases, then truth is more easily discernible. With keeping us not, isolated from one another.
For example, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, YouTube wasn't big or other ones. We wouldn't see the We Are Change Ireland video of the Member of Parliament assaulting them, and then the Times of London would have gotten away with a lie.
Yes, exactly. They could hide behind the curtain, the veil. But now it's harder to do that.
And if more of you will take your daggers and slice holes in the veil, more sunlight's going to come in.
Yes, God's light will reach us.
Pull out those down.
All right. Well, I've got that on me.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're back live. George Butler is our guest. Hey, George, fire out your website for folks that don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. It would be thesecrettruth.com, and that's a GCN production, Genesis Communications Network. So thesecrettruth.com.
That's a great website name, thesecrettruth.com. Links at gcnlive.com. George, continuing, we've got a guest rapidly accelerating towards us. I want to keep you on during that. But continuing with the different control modes they have, we were talking during the break about how they try to also balkanize patriot groups or divide and conquer any resistance, trying to make people obsess on one group or another, when in their own documents they talk about how they try to dominate every major group and even play those off against each other, starting with left-right.
Yes, I think this Denver thing is very dangerous. I think you had a show earlier last week on Denver.
Yeah, the Recreate 68 has subgroups that are calling for attacking police, and now they've come out and said we're white supremacists using classic cop attack.
Yes.
Again, that signature is federal, but we already know they're tied in with it.
Yeah, we saw that during the Vietnam protest era and the peace movement also. They went in and infiltrated these peace groups and then totally agent provocateured.
Radicalized
them. The Weathermen. Oh, by the way, Clinton did pardon some weathermen.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Obama's bad.
And Obama did bring that up against her, so I thought that was pretty good hit on the Clintons. So they're not what they appear to be, but no one is. It's a mirage. It's a delusion. It's an illusion that's presented to us.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking during a break about how, you know, I realize there's evil people in control of every major group. And I haven't been pigeonholed because we want to have a wide appeal to get everybody to fight the policies of the New World Order instead of making it about a particular racial group or subgroup, because then they can pigeonhole us there. And that's also in their own battle plans to keep us from doing that. They want to make us pick a group to attack to limit our effect.
Yes, you're exactly right. What they've done also, they pitted the Hispanic Americans or the Mexican Americans against the other people in this country. But what we need to do is we need to wake up on both sides of the border and say, hey, we have our leaders to fear on both sides of the border and them alone.
At the same time, the threats they create are so real you have to respond, which then feeds into the paradigm. All I'm saying is, let's be honest, the Mexicans have been taught in Mexico that this belongs to them and that gringos are bad and need to die. And my whole point is that I'm not trying to balkanize them when I talk about it. Let's just be honest about just like police. I'm not against the average cop, but I'm against them being trained for martial law and violating our rights.
Yes, exactly. But they do marshal and control those people through hate. And that's the way they keep everyone separate.
Absolutely. Continue.
We just need to wake up to these mechanisms, that then these techniques of continuing to nurture and put forward these very hate-filled ideas about one another, whether it's the Hispanics against the gringos or whatever, or the blacks against the whites and so forth. They've got us totally, you know what I mean, at each other's throats. And it's working because human nature is susceptible to
that. That's what they said over 100 years ago. They went to the British Crown and others and said, look, we have sciences of the mind in Germany and in England. The main places it came from, we can, and two competing schools that merged. This is all documented, and I've had historians and educators and Department of Education policy heads on to talk about it. And they said, we can scientifically craft this and have a dictatorship of the elite that never ends. And we're 100 years into this, and now they're getting it ready for the mass extermination.
Yes. There's a group in England at Sussex, University of Sussex, that's called the COGS Group. And if you go into there, I recommend you go into there, into that website at Sussex, and start drilling down into that site and seeing the white papers that group is putting out. And I can't even explain and tell you what some of those, the titles of some of those papers mean. They are deeply into mind research and sociology and so forth, and it's really mind-boggling what they're doing there.
Universities aren't even for teaching people. They take your money, your savings, to send your kids to school, and then literally 90% of UT is weapons research, mind control research, or it's for buying corporations, biggest university in the world here in Austin, 50-plus billion in their liquid cream fund, that increasing the taxes, taxes pay for it, no more free tuition. And you go to the psychology department, and of course they got them all over the world, their facilities, and it's all, I was allowed to see the declassified stuff by somebody that works there, who runs all their computers, and it was all mind control. They didn't even deny it was how to flicker the TV to control us, how to get women sexually excited with TV to sell them products. I mean, it's all they do 24/7.
What I did a while back in my own studies was I took and looked at the isms, and I started substituting the word systems of thought. But so there's political systems of thought and so forth, and there's psychological systems of thought and so forth. And these are all used to compartmentalize us and to manage us.
We're going to have this guest for about 10, 15 minutes, but then we're going to come back to you, George. Stay there. I want you to question the guest as well. We really appreciate coming on the other side of this quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. This is the new fourth hour of the show. We really appreciate all of you for tuning in and joining us today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Back live. I'm Alex Jones. I have fellow Austinite George Butler in studio, syndicated talk show host on the weekend here on the network, thehiddentruth.com. And we have a guest, Phil Laradee, and we really appreciate Phil coming on with us. He is a PhD human rights activist for peace and justice in Palestine. He is the treasurer of the organization that Raed was part of. He last Tuesday came up missing and then was found late last week in the Colorado River, a section of it known as Lady Bird Lake here in Austin, Texas. And so he's obviously one of the closest people we can get to this case and who talked to this man, who people are very upset who know him here in Austin. George knows some of the teachers at the school. He was loved. George, we didn't make that point clear. You have friends that are teachers there. They say he was just loved at the school.
He was well-respected and loved by the students and the faculty.
Yes. And he mailed books to Palestinian children.
Yes, he was doing charity work and trying to help those people that were in need over there.
Okay, well, people want to just get to the bottom of this. We're trying. Dr. Paul Laradee, thank you for coming on the air with us, sir.
My pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
You've got the floor. Everybody we're talking to thinks this is suspicious. It stinks to high heaven. Can you tell us what you first heard? The police first said they thought it was suspicious, and they said it wasn't. He was bound. I mean, tell us what you know and what you think. And I was talking to you during the break when we first got you on. You said that the whole thing is suspicious, the way he was treated, the way it was handled. He went on Democracy Now! About the harassment. Dr. David Kelly told friends they're going to, quote, kill me if I don't shut up. And then he was killed, and the evidence shows he was murdered, but they said it was a suicide in England. I mean, there's so many cases of this. Or is it a suicide where he would stage his own death to make it look like he was murdered? I mean, that's hard to believe. You've got the floor. Tell us what you think really happened.
Well, I probably will put to rest some ideas of conspiracy, but maybe feed some other ideas of conspiracy. And I believe that there was some conspiracy involved, but perhaps not in the same way that most people do. With regard to the specific events of Riyad's death, in retrospect, all his activities leading up to the time of his death appear to have been organized in order to take care of his affairs. He was carefully putting his affairs in order and turning over responsibilities and bank accounts and passwords and web accounts and all this sort of thing to other people that were close to him, including myself. And so that's an indication that he was trying to control events. And I, as far as what happened the very evening of his disappearance and his death, I was the one who had the very last conversation with him. And within a few hours after that, his wife called me and said, we've reported him missing, nobody can find him, and so forth. And then the next call that I got regarding this was from a police detective or investigator who said that they were following up on her report, her missing persons report. And he said that they did have some new information. The new information was that they had traced the cell phone signal and into the general area, and they found his car, and the car was unlocked, but the door closed, and on the seat of the car were his the car keys and his cell phone.
Why would he not leave a note if he did bound himself?
Come to that.
Can we go back to your last conversation with him, since you were the last to talk to him, sir?
Okay. But here's something that didn't make the news very much, because the one thing that he, that this investigator told me was that they had a photographic record of some of his last moments, because in these situations, they look for like ATM surveillance cameras and things like that, and they found a convenience store across the street, I think it was, that did have a camera that captured some of what happened. And that camera captured him driving up, sitting there for a period of time, then getting out of the car and walking in the direction of the lake, then returning to the car, getting in the car for a briefer period of time, and then getting out of the car again and going to the lake. And that that second time was corresponded to the time that he called me.
Have you seen this footage?
I haven't seen the footage myself. I think his family has seen it, but it's in Austin, so they didn't.
Well, that's big. We're seeking the truth here. It looks like some dirty dealing to me, but you're saying, and you're the treasurer of the organization. Tell us about the organization.
Well, the organization was set up by Riyadh to a large extent. It was a one-person show, although there were he had volunteers who contributed in various ways to that, including and especially in Palestine, where he had people who were working on the projects that the organization supported.
But okay, let's get into the part of what he said to you, and we appreciate your time, sir, on the phone right before he reportedly killed himself, and then expand from there what you do believe is a conspiracy.
Well, as it turns out, it was a very routine conversation that he just asked if I had followed up on his, if I had seen his emails that he had sent earlier, and I said yes. And then I said to him, well, he was about ready to go. Whenever he was on the phone, it was like he wanted to always get off the phone as quickly as possible, as if he was busy or something. And so you could never get in a word edgewise with him most of the time. And I said, wait a minute, don't go. I said, I've got some good news. And the good news is that the account that I set up for PCWF in California had started to receive donations, because he was worried about that, that no donations had come into this new account that I'd set up, because donations used to come in on a regular basis. Well, I said, not only did we receive a donation today, but it was $1,000. And he said, oh, was it from so-and-so? And I looked at it, and I said, just a second, let me find it. He said, oh, it doesn't matter. And I said, no, wait. So I looked it up, and I gave him the name of the person who had sent the donation, and it wasn't the same as the one that he thought. And he said, oh, okay, that's great. I'm glad to hear it, so forth. And he said, okay, take care of yourself. And that was the end of it. It was a very routine conversation in many respects.
Well, let me just say this. He had the FBI after him. They detained him. They'd gone through his house and business, taken all his books and things, and gone through all his papers. And so if he is being investigated and people involved with sending school books and money to Palestine and other things are getting arrested, of course he would start phasing out and moving himself out of the business. And then we have Israel saying in UPI and AP, what, 5-6 years ago, that they would kill people in the U.S. supporting Palestine or, you know, any terrorist connections. I'm not saying Israel did it. I'm saying we have to look at that. I mean, his legs are bound. His arms are bound. He's got stuff over his eyes. And then you're saying that, I mean, maybe he was meeting somebody at the lake who was going to give him a big donation. I mean, I'm just saying the police always have, and it's come out before, they made it look like Bobby was killed by Sirhan Sirhan. And then now it's come out that 3 CIA guys were there and they've admitted they killed him. Or, you know, they made it look like Kennedy was killed by one guy, and now it's admitted that that he wasn't. I'm just saying that just because he was getting accounts shifted over to other people, that I don't think proves that he wasn't suicided.
No, I don't think it does. But anybody who knows Riyadh would know that he would never allow himself to be controlled by other people. And that I think is the real issue, and that's where the conspiracy part comes in.
You think they knew his psychology and tried to push him over the edge?
Not necessarily, but I don't think they knew his psychology that well. You have to really be intimate with him to understand that, and I don't think they cared. As long as they destroyed him, that was what they wanted.
And they did.
Yeah, and he knew that he was essentially being destroyed. The mere fact that it took away his records and papers and all that sort of thing, and put some controls on his bank account and took away his passport, all of that meant that they were in the process of destroying him. Now, they never found enough evidence to indict him or arrest him. But,
well, they always take everything so you can't fight back. It's part of siege.
Exactly. So that is what was of concern to him, that basically they were destroying what he had created by doing that. And furthermore, they were making life problematic at minimum for his family. They were going after his family and interviewing them, and he was concerned, and I think there was justification for this.
Now, I've seen the media call him by Raed Hamid or Hamad. Is it Hamidi? How do you pronounce
Riyadh
it?
Riyadh Hamid.
Hamid. Finally got it right there. Hamid. Gotcha. Sorry.
So anyway, he was very concerned for what was happening to his family, that in effect, the investigators were trying to get at him through his family, and that they were going to accuse his family members of being part of a conspiracy.
Oh, so he did that. You're saying he killed himself to protect his family by destroying the only link.
Yeah, and at the same time, he was, to some extent, protecting his creation, the piece, the...
Well, I'm not saying I agree with you that they drove him to suicide, but I do see your point, and I do see the Palestinians is almost like a cult. Well, what is this cultural thing about...
I think he was a hero for doing what he did, because what he was saying is, I'm not going to let you go through and indict me and create all kinds of suspicions and control my life. And
have a show trial.
Yes, and to maybe make some people doubt me and hate me and all that sort of thing.
Let me get George Butler's comment.
I'm not going to give you control over my life and over my family or anything like that. I'm going to take control. And his way of taking control is not only to take things out of their hands, but also in the manner of ending his life, that he cast suspicion on his enemies. And, I don't by any means want to end the speculation about how somebody might have murdered him, because that's his legacy.
Yeah, Paul, this is George Butler. I have a couple of comments here. For one, why don't they present the video to us so we can look at it and analyze it, and it could diffuse this speculation about murder.
Yeah, that should be out quickly.
Number two...
Normally they would, by the way.
Number two, we need more details on the bounding of of Raed himself. There are reports that says loosely. Was it loosely or was it firmly bound? If he was firmly bound, then it was murder. This loosely thing, I think, was floated to put forward the idea and support the idea of suicide, which I don't agree with on the outset here. It's a possibility, but it's not likely.
Whether it was loosely or tightly, if Riyadh really wanted to do it, I think he could find a way to bind himself tightly. I don't know the details of this, but he was pretty ingenious.
So he's going to blind himself and walk down to the lake and throw himself in. It's not consistent. The story that they floated is not consistent with suicide.
Well, I as far as I know,
what time did he supposedly do this? Because it's so busy down there.
Yeah, I don't know too much about the details, but it's my...
Well, he called you, you're saying, right before he killed himself, or we're speculating. I mean, when did he call you?
The call was Monday night, the 14th.
Yeah, it's easier at night.
7:30 in the evening, my time, which would be 9:30 in Austin.
Well, we know this. We know that Mossad does run around killing people all over the world, do they not?
Well, that's the other thing, that he had reported to me that his neighbor had seen two people with funny accents and guns, automatic weapons that looked like the Galil weapons that...
Oh my God.
That were next door. Now, all I can do is report to you what he said to me. And
he doesn't sound like somebody who makes stuff up. Did you know him to make up stuff?
No, not to make up stuff, but...
Okay, so his neighbor sees people with, quote, funny accents with what looks like Israeli rifles.
Right.
Yeah, the information I have also from my sources say that the neighbors were approached several months before for surveillance. They were trying
exactly.
to set up surveillance.
Yes,
is that correct?
Part of it.
Is that correct?
And some of the surveillance people were these people with funny accents.
Okay, well then, I mean, this...
You're getting
now,
this from
what
teachers.
Is,
I got it
yes,
from two different TV
yes.
stations that heard the scanners that it looked like he'd been tortured.
Okay. And present, if the police want to diffuse this this speculation about murder and suicide and all that, give us those tapes. And I want to see the man walking back and forth around there. I just, it's hard to believe. It's unbelievable. It's preposterous, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I think the tapes should be released. I know at one time I was asked not to mention these in interviews because the case was still under investigation. But as far as I'm concerned, because they were still pursuing the idea that he was murdered, and so there were certain things that they didn't want to reveal publicly.
Paul, I know that a lot of this stuff may seem like little points to you, but every little tidbit is big. Specifically, what did he say about men with foreign accents and Israeli-style machine guns at the neighbor's house?
That they were watching and that they had communicated with the uh-huh. U.S. investigators.
We need a full-blown investigation, we need to impanel a special...
Look, the Israelis are good.
Yeah.
The Israelis are good. They make it... I don't want
him
killing me and everybody saying I committed suicide. Damn it, I'm not killing myself.
When he told me that, I asked him to take photos of them if possible.
Stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back. Unbelievable.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
All right, here's the deal. I got to go look at a bigger office for real estate here at 20 after. So we're going to keep Dr. Morady 10 minutes after. We're going to end the Genesis transmission and do 10 minutes into the next hour for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and, of course, listeners at InfoWars.com. So to go over to the InfoWars.com audio streams, if you want to hear the last 10 minutes after this hour ends on the network. Give out the Palestinian aid group website for folks that want to learn more, Dr. Lordy.
Okay, the website is PCWF, as in Palestine Children's Welfare Fund, .org. And all of the information of where to send tax-exempt donations is right there.
Okay, I want to make this point. I have made preparations for the government to kill me because I've been threatened and physically attacked, and then they could later spin that to say, oh, look, he's suicidal, oh, look, he's bad. He knows that Mossad or Shin Bet or whatever hit team they hired is running around his house. The neighbors are telling him this. Of course he starts getting ready to die. And a lot of times what I've been told by people in DEA, CIA, FBI, that when a mafia group hits you, they usually contract for somebody else to do it. They come into your house. It's dark. They say, okay, come with us. You're going to write a suicide letter. We're going to kill your family. You know, watch your daughter get dropped off at school today. I'm going to rape her. I'm going to cut her head off. I'm going to rape her for a couple days before I kill her. Or maybe we'll fly her into Saudi Arabia to a slave brothel. So they might have told him to go commit suicide. I mean, very sophisticated ways to get this done. So all I'm saying is this thing stinks to high heaven, and the cops at first were saying they thought it was suspicious, then they changed their story. All I'm saying is with the what looks like Israelis running around, the surveillance, the harassment, he was getting his doctorate. Why would he want to give up on life? I mean, that's my question to you, doctor.
Well, there's more to it than that. Because the timing of it, I discussed this with Riyadh. I believe that the raid was connected to my cooperation with Riyadh, with another organization, the Free Gaza Movement, that is taking boats into Gaza this summer in defiance of the Israeli blockade. And we were at a stage where he was going to get those boats for us, and him being taken out of the picture at that time with the FBI raid really caused some damage, not complete damage, to what we were doing. So we
Now we learn how it turned into a military operation, why they probably gave the red light. And again, they're very slick. They say they're the slickest. Comments, George?
Yeah, what kind of operation
was that again? What kind of operation was that?
It was bringing aid supplies on boats.
Right. Aid supplies, no, but we're taking volunteers in there to end the blockade of Gaza. And this was at a crucial time when he was involved in boat procurement for us.
But this was a charitable type of operation.
It was a human rights operation similar to
no military implications of any kind.
I mean,
no,
you guys have
material
had,
goods.
You guys have had them go over you with a fine tooth comb. I mean, you guys all espouse peaceful, right?
Yeah, of course. But the point is, if they wanted to disrupt our operation and end our operation, that would have been a very good way to do it. And so that's where we believe the Israeli connection came in, that the Israelis fed something to the U.S. investigators in order to cause this disruption. But they've been after him for years. For decades, they've been after him. This is not the first time.
Well, the Israelis were seen running around with machine guns. They did that on purpose to create and instill terror. Doctor, we're going to call you back right now. We'll be back on the other side for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers in 1 minute. Thank you, Doctor. Stay there. We're going to call you right back. Let's try to get to the bottom of this. Quite a mystery. Quite a whodunit. Was it the poor Palestinian man, or was it Mossad? Was it FBI? Who knows? We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Imagine a world of peace, freedom, justice, and ecological sanity with the days of empire and